FM, 106.7 WJFK,
Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Suck on it, Trebek. Suck it long, and suck it hard.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
Respect for you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike, a lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJFK. How can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
I would also like to point out to you that the dilemma, the political dilemma, is bipartisan. And in recent weeks, Americans have seen those emotions on display on the streets of major cities.
Jeff, I believe
it's
the president.
Let me interrupt for a second. I think what happened, Jeff, is that the president is rehearsing, and right. The pool, network pool, inadvertently went to the president as he is rehearsing.
Exactly.
We're still about 45 seconds away from this.
Just one quick point, then, if I may.
Supposed to begin.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
That's what you do. Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam. Then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
¿Y eso qué fue?
No sé.
Parece que es en la casa de Pablo.
Nada me sorprendería de esa casa.
Date prisa o llegaremos tarde.
Un momento, Pablo, un momento. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando en tu casa?
¿A qué te refieres?
Me refiero a eso, nada más.
Esa es Betty.
¿Tu mujer?
Sí, está tomando clases de judo.
¿Clases de judo? ¿Y para qué?
¿Qué tienes, Pedro? ¿No lees los periódicos? El merodeador merodea otra vez. Los ciudadanos deben estar prevenidos contra el ladrón enmascarado.
¿Y para qué estudia judo?
La mujer tiene que defenderse.
¿Y para qué estás tú?
Me defenderá a mí también.
¡Ay, gallina!
Ya es tarde, muchachos.
Sí, ya vamos. Espera que les cuente esto a mis compañeros de trabajo. La esposa del enano toma clases de judo para defenderlo.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too. And have a son-in-law named Jeff.
Vilma, ¿dónde estás?
Aquí estoy, Pedro, debajo de la cama.
¿Debajo de la cama?
Eso es lo que dije.
¿Te asustó ese malvado merodeador? Regresé por el botín. ¡El merodeador!
I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken! Hey!
Homer, did you just call everyone chicken?
No, I swear on this Bible.
That's not a Bible. That's a book of carpet samples.
Ooh, fuzzy.
Bear down Chicago Bears and the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl 35 on the frozen tundra of Lando Field. For the Bears, it's down their last ditch effort. Fourth down and goal. They're at the 8-yard line. The handoff to Buzz Burbank. Breaks the tackle at the line of scrimmage. He's at the 5, sheds the tackle at the 2. Touchdown, Buzz Burbank. And the Bears have won the world championship.
the American Idol tour. You guys are all getting back together.
Top 10, go back and tour, and we'll be traveling the country for about 40-some dates.
So when does it kick off?
July 6th.
July 6th. Now, you get to see some people you haven't seen in a while. So who are you excited to, like, kick it with again?
My boy, Eight.
Eight?
Yeah. We became like brothers, so we're really excited to.
Here's an idea.
Okay.
Ace and you in a band.
He's a fag.
I would buy that album, and I would buy the DVD for that album.
You know, I think he's got his own stuff going on. Hopefully, so.
Hey, well, either way,
we'll see what happens. Maybe.
But I'll tell you what happened. Bob Costas said, "Hey, Regis." Well, I'm midway up the aisle, you know. I'm sitting there with Trump.
Good for you. Sit with Trump.
Me and Trump are holding hands. Hopefully we haven't been canceled yet, you know. Season just began, but you never know. And this anyway, Costas, nice guy. Regis, I'll throw you a ball. He throws me a ball. Well, you know me, Gelman. Right there, I pull it in. 3 more balls left.
Okay.
So I think Al Michaels said, "Take this one, Regis." Boom. Regis holds the ball in this end. 2 balls. Now there are Shannon Sharp, who's a big, powerful former tight end, and one other guy. Why can't I think of the fourth guy on their team? In any event, the third guy throws me the ball. Now I'm holding 2 balls. Pull it down. Now Regis has got 3 balls. Regis in the up. How many balls can Regis get old carry? He's got 3 balls, and Shannon Sharp, you know, these athletes, they want to test Regis. They want to see how good he is.
Well, especially now that you have all the balls.
Right. Shannon Sharp, who's a big guy, boom, let's go. Actually, it wasn't that hard, but I had my arms were full of balls. Anyway, I reached up. 4 ball Regis, right there. 4. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Are we still on the air? Impressive, and I'm glad that you had that experience last night.
Made me feel like a real man. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and
hi, this is Rick Dees in Los Angeles.
Okay, we're back. So why don't we go to our first caller? We have Harvey in Manhattan.
Good afternoon, gentlepersons. How are you both?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. First, I just want to say that I've accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
All right.
And my question is about my little boy. He hangs out with other little boys, and they taunt each other about each other's.
Did we just play this one?
And there are occasions where I'll go into his room, and I'll find him, he's listening to the Don and Mike show.
No, I get to
I'm wondering if you think this is healthy for little boys to be doing this sort of thing.
Have we played it recently?
Yeah, like within a week.
A couple of weeks ago.
Go grab another one, would you, real fast?
Hey, you sold that Regis one perfectly.
Yeah.
That was, you did not oversell that at all. That was exactly, that is exactly as you described it to me today.
He called like this morning. One time he's not watching Regis. God's talking about having 4 balls.
I wasn't watching it because I thought he was taking the week off.
No, give me one of the burper tapes.
My favorite line, Gelman, you know, I pull it in. That's great.
Okay.
I guess Regis, you got to kind of watch every day because he makes his own schedule.
You get this one from
in there. In there, in here.
Out there?
In here.
Go out there.
Okay.
Hi, this is Rick Dees in Los Angeles.
Hi there.
Hi, Rick.
See, I don't know if
Rigdon Dees.
I don't know if, because if it's in here, maybe we've played it recently.
I don't know, but they're all
let's
enjoyable.
Let's try this one.
We'll take a call from Bob.
Hello.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident. And
okay.
I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay, what would you like us to answer?
Did we play this one recently?
I don't think so.
A condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called tootaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess, around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is it an underlying fungal infection?
I don't know. I don't know what tootaloo-ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keloids, correct?
No, it's not.
It's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
I, with the same razor that I shaved my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank. Now I know that's Farfalotus of the blow.
There you go. Okay. But, okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole, that was really interesting.
Dr. Harvey Firestein.
That was nearly seamless until we got to that last call.
Fine.
We'll figure it out.
Sure.
And don't forget, as the president on 24 told us before the show today, they've started construction on the new place.
Yeah. Yes, President Logan, Charles Logan, was in the office today, ducking in to tell us that. Very good news.
Oh, Mike, you got it.
There's
the
following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6 and 1 and 5. All the way out there at left, it's between noon and 4.
Hello!
That is that.
Hello!
There is this.
Hello!
This is Jane Child.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi there. This is good, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Jane Child. Don't want to fall in love.
Okay.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hello. Hello.
On your hit music station. Look at him standing there patiently.
Ta-da.
No. Hey.
Hey. It's a revolving door.
Now you've ruined the illusion.
Here he comes now, even though he jumped the gun.
He's mentally retarded.
I'm an illusion ruiner. How's your stool?
From the store.
That is?
From the stool store.
Two more payments.
And it's all mine.
Attaboy. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. That's How They Roll, and all the ships at sea.
Right.
Bow to their mastery.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara, both in purple.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey. Thank you, Rob. And hi there. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening.
Uh-oh.
I'm sure you can tell by the smell. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
05-16-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Well, hi, Buzz.
No, he's not retarded.
Buzz ain't retarded. And here's the phone numbers. Unlike a lot of shows, we don't give them out a lot.
Now that's there's a method in our madness.
So write them down. It's almost a secret. I know we play the tape every once in a while. But
yeah, we try to keep them from you, but you find them anyway.
The main number is 877-365-3636. And if you're calling from somewhere where 877 doesn't work, you can get us at 800-636-1067. And for a limited time only, here in D.C., if you're hearing us on WJFK, you can call 202-432-1067.
Wonderful.
If you got the iPod, go to iTunes. We're there on Talk Radio. 99 episodes updated daily for you.
Wow.
Stuff that's not on our website. And you can also hear us on the intronet. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live. You'll get the stream, which today is full of buttery goodness. And also, oh yes, email.
Yeah.
We don't read them.
No. We can't.
We got someone else back there who reads them.
We
don't know how.
But you can email the show anytime that we're on the air.
Or anytime.
Email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. There you go. Are we accessible enough? And then right here, this would be the orgasm of the song, right here.
Oh, yeah, there she goes.
Right there, at that point in the song, that's where you roll over and say, where's the remote? That's where you roll over and say, would you scratch my back, please?
Oh, man. Heavy keyboard. Heavy keyboard.
Or if you're really close with a woman, it's at that point when you can lay over. Just roll over and just let a creeper go.
Usually there's a slight delay before. You can't do it immediately.
No.
Better, because
no.
Even in the best relationships, that's not allowed. But you can do it, I would say, 2 minutes is the acceptable amount of time.
And you can say, hey, I held it.
Yeah. And usually it's easier if she has to take just a tiny little run into the powder room after loving.
After the loving.
After the loving.
I still want to fart with you.
For you.
I want to fart for you.
Listen to me. That sounds like we could make that album happen. We could make that a reality. I want to fart for you. Just a picture of you and I with serious expressions on the cover.
Let us fart for you.
Just both you and I looking in the camera in very sincere, doe-like looks, like the idols give.
Well, listen, we'd love to start the show here with some talk about, all things that have nothing to do with anything.
Sure.
But we do have the homeless chick is here.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, really? Will you load her music in, Rob?
I will.
This is exciting.
Now, before we bring the homeless chick in, and none of us have met her, remember she called the show yesterday drunk? From her car. She starts her new job at the Home Depot on Friday.
Yes, she was drunk, but she was much more in control than that other fellow we talked to.
Now, what we offered her was the chance to bring her car here, mm-hmm. to live here at the radio station, mm-hmm. For a period of time.
Right.
And I think we can put her up until Friday.
Wonderful.
Very good. So today's Tuesday. That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, mm-hmm. until the end of the show on Friday.
Much better, much less expensive than a major hotel.
Very nice.
Now, even the Breezeway.
Now, because, you know, this company lives to lawyer. They love to lawyer.
Mm-hmm. We've heard from the lawyers.
They of course we have.
Uh-huh.
And I don't necessarily disagree with them.
Ah.
That they said, we are concerned for her safety. If you're saying that there's going to be a woman who's going to be in the parking lot
right.
at all hours of the day and night. So, mm-hmm. here is where we make the supreme sacrifice. And also, it is a great chance to just screw with everybody at the radio station.
Of course it is.
Well, we're going to propose to this chick, and we've not met her. She's in the other room. Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to meet her.
From, hold on, I wrote down the hours.
Very nice.
From 8 a.m., start of business every day,
right.
until 7 p.m., 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right.
She lives in her car, either up on the top garage,
okay.
or if it's a sunny day,
nice.
or downstairs if it's raining. From 7 p.m.
Uh-huh.
until 8 a.m., she will live in our office.
Hey, good. We got a TV in there.
That is so nice of you.
We have a TV. Yeah. We have a couch.
We still have the fridge in there?
We have a mini fridge in there.
Yeah, we do have a mini fridge in there.
And, of course, you know, there's bathrooms everywhere. But just do
there are microwaves around the station that she can use.
Yeah. Now,
there's a vending machine.
And, you know, there's the eye in the sky, mm-hmm. so she should know that wherever she goes, she will be tracked.
Yeah, she can't steal anything.
Yeah, right. she'll have to get whatever DJ is on in the middle of the night
right.
to let her out if she needs to go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Sure.
But then at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. this is where it gets beautiful. 8 o'clock, just as all the salespeople and all the executives are coming in their fancy Brooks Brothers clothes,
right.
you will have this chick.
Wish we could make it 9 o'clock.
This chick,
we can't, can we? You already asked, didn't
start
you?
Of business actually is 8:30, and okay. 8 o'clock was the requested time.
Yeah, okay.
All but right. still.
She should
know,
be up by then.
There's a bunch of people here who have the phony initiative that they really give an ass about this job.
Putting on the show.
And they'll be here. And there's a lot of times that they have, like, sales meetings at 8 a.m.
Right.
So, so there's a very good chance that as the people in their impressive power ties are coming in,
mm-hmm.
they'll be, you know, passing the homeless ladies.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I urge her to leave the door open and maybe wear a robe.
Well, again,
with big fuzzy slippers.
It's totally up to her, but that way we know without a doubt she will be safe.
Yes.
That as long as she stays in our office,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's face it, the building has bulletproof glass,
yes,
even though they've still not fixed a couple of the windows where it proved that we have bulletproof glass because there's a couple of bullet holes in windows.
This is, fortunately for her, a secure location. Mm-hmm. I think this is a great idea.
It is. So, listen, I can't wait on this. I've got to meet her and see if she'd like to take us up. So let's welcome her now.
Roll her in.
Homeless woman. And who says that we're not nice guys?
Sorry, no.
We're trying to do something nice for her. Yeah.
Here she comes.
Hi there.
Oh, there she is.
How are you?
Hi there.
Very nice to meet you.
Mike. Hi, John.
Hi there.
Everybody's wearing purple.
What?
Everybody's wearing purple.
Now,
it's Purple Tuesday.
You look much too clean to be a homeless woman.
That's true.
I am homeless, but I am not a bum.
You don't appear to be anything even remotely close to a bum.
No.
And as you mentioned to us yesterday, you're going to get a job at Home Depot. Is that right?
That's right.
Very cool.
She's homeless. She's homeless.
Did you hear what we were talking about before
yeah.
you came into the studio? Okay.
How would you feel about that?
I wish I had a really crappy robe. That would be really cool.
I'll get your robe.
Yeah?
I'll get your robe.
A really big
robe. It might not be a crappy one. Don't we have any of those soprano robes kicking around?
I think those were many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Many years ago we had those. But we've got, a prize closet full of oversized T-shirts.
Yes, we do.
We've got a fully functioning ladies' room.
Uh-huh. She's got access to the vending machines upstairs, right?
Yes, she will.
From down here.
And in our office, we've got a little mini fridge. As a matter of fact, what is your name? What's your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Yes.
Lisa. All right. Okay, so let me just write that down. L. Is that with a Z?
No, that would be Liza. I'm not Liza.
Liza. I always hope.
Lisa with a Z.
I always hope. And for the guys in the Beach Towel Club, very attractive.
Yes. And in fact, very accurate as far as what she said yesterday. You said Shania Twain.
Well.
With 20 pounds.
Give or take or give.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, I think that, no, you were not, you didn't lie.
That's what she told me.
You didn't lie. You got very, very pretty eyes, a very nice face. You're a very nice looking woman. And you don't appear to be bum-like.
No, I'm not bum-like.
Well, we have had homeless people that appear to be bum-like.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Grippy, our dear friend.
Oh.
Rob Grippy. Oh. If you don't mind, what we'll probably do at some point is just take a digital picture of your face.
Okay.
And just put it on our website so people can see what your face looks like.
They should.
Okay. And let me see, then you would be living here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And every day, we will be able to check in with you and see, you know, what's happened.
Right.
Who you've met, what you've done.
Do we know the employees that are here after hours? I mean, we certainly know the lineup, the local lineup here. But do we know any of the creatures
the
of the night here?
No, we do not, Mike.
Because I'm not worried about her. I'm worried about the guys that might be running the board late at night here.
Well, Rob will.
I'll get to know him and
Rob will
and maybe introduce you later.
don't
do that.
What?
I think it's good folks.
Good folks?
Good folks.
Okay, Rob knows everybody here.
Good folks.
Rob likes everybody here.
Hey.
Yeah, you do.
Good folks. So, yeah, let me see. You'd be in your car during daylight hours,
right.
And then, you know, sundown. Like Gordon Lightfoot sings, get your ass in our office.
Right.
I tell you what, why don't you, Rob, would you take her back to the office and give us a call from the office?
See what she thinks of the place. Please go and check out your new hotel room.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Okay.
She's very nice.
She is. And as soon as we get her okay on our office, we'll send her right out to her car.
Yes, because she's right now not supposed to be in the building.
It's a curfew violation. Now, listen, where are the TV cameras? We are doing something that is good. We are doing something charitable.
This is a goodness thing.
Come on, this is like Oprah's Angels.
Sweeps are almost
right.
Over.
Where are all of the TV cameras?
Come on now, you're here when there's bad stuff. What about good stuff?
We are exploiting a homeless woman.
Mm-hmm.
A hot homeless woman.
I always knew we would.
I mean, she's got makeup on. She appears to have all of her teeth.
I believe the phone's ringing.
Here's the inside line. Hello.
Hello, dear friend.
Hello. Hello, be a love and
how does she like the new digs?
She's excited. She hasn't watched TV in weeks.
Oh, really? So she's going to be able to log a lot of TV.
Yeah,
time.
Sure. What's not to like?
Would you put her on the phone?
Yes, hold please.
Okay, here she is now.
Hello.
Homeless Lisa back in our office.
Yes.
So it's not a super large television set, but you know, it does the trick. It's color.
Lots of pens.
Could you? Oh yeah. Well, that's my desk.
Those are Sharpies.
Could you describe our office where you'll be sleeping from 7 p.m. until 8 a.m.?
Well, there's a lovely silly putty covered colored leather couch.
That's a perfect description. I've never heard it discovered. It's flesh colored. Yes, it is. Yes.
And walls the color of the sky on a beautiful summer day.
Mm-hmm.
And a lovely lamp and acoustic. Tiled ceilings.
She's making it
it looks
nicer.
Like fluorescent lights, but that's all right because there's a really nice lamp here.
Mm-hmm.
And the desk is very clean. And
thank you. That would be my work area.
I don't see any animal droppings anywhere, so it looks pretty good to me.
I don't think we have any vermin in the building.
No, we don't.
The best of my... Except
now
for the...
You know,
except for a man.
Now we do.
Now we do.
And I think you'd be glad to know that you get all basic cable. And I mean, no no HBO, but...
definitely get ESPN.
Yeah, and you get TBS.
Goody ESPN.
You're not a sports fan?
Not really.
Well, that's a girly thing. That's
do we get Lifetime?
History Channel. I don't watch Lifetime.
You know what we do get? We get the Homeless Channel. You'll enjoy that.
Excellent.
It should be wonderful.
It's on a different channel every day.
Shoes out of toilet paper rolls and things like that.
Sure.
Okay, well come on back in the studio.
Okay.
Now, Lisa. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, she's very smart. I think she's not going to be homeless for long.
there she was back in our office. You know, and I don't think we got a chance to ask her yesterday exactly
her story.
Yeah, what brought her to these circumstances.
Because really, I think everybody is aware that in society today, it can happen in the blink of an eye to anybody. And I'd like to hear what her story is all about.
So here she is again now. Here is.
I don't think we got your story, as Don was mentioning. We didn't get all the details about, you know.
How did you become the homeless lady?
Well, Don, I moved to Los Angeles from Northern Virginia, and I moved to Los Angeles back in 99. I was there for about 6 years, and too expensive. Everything's too expensive, and I moved home, stayed with my parents for a while. That didn't work out. My last roommates, things just don't work out. Roommate situations don't work out. I never went to college, which I probably should have done. Therefore, the pay rate at most jobs aren't really enough around here in Northern Virginia to live on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a roommate, and I haven't found one yet. And I lost my job.
Wow.
And what
job was that, and how'd you lose it, if you don't mind asking?
I worked for a general contractor, construction, in the advertising and business development department. And the guy that hired me left, and basically they had no use for me anymore, so they just eliminated my position.
Wow.
It happened. And
that's how it happened.
He's homeless. So you're homeless. So
now,
then,
somebody would say you did. Your folks are still in the area?
They're still in the area, but it's much like, sometimes families just don't.
Okay, so you're not on good terms with your
not
parents?
Not at all.
Okay, so you can't go to them?
No.
Don't have any other family members around
here? I don't have any family members.
But you do have friends. You were mentioning yesterday that you do shower like at friends'
house. I do shower a couple nights a week. I'll stay over there, but, you know, if you have to rely on your friends, then it causes friction sometimes, and I prefer to just be independent on my own, and the only way to do that right now is to just sort of scrape by until I...
Well, here you go.
Have enough money to do something else.
You did get a job. You got a job at Home Depot?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good outfit to do with,
it's,
right?
You know, as far as, you know, menial jobs, it's up there.
And you got benefits with them, too, right?
Yeah,
that type of thing? Okay.
Well, here you go now. Don't think that this is going to be an everyday thing, but, you know, buy yourself some soap. There's a $20 bill for you.
All right.
You know, buy yourself.
She just did a pit check for you.
Thank you.
There's a McDonald's right down the street.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Make it last.
Okay.
They have
a dollar menu, you know.
That's
sure
good. That's
I've
good
learned all kinds of things.
Tell me about it.
Let me.
Now look at Mike.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I don't seem to have anything.
All he has is $500 bills. He can't break them.
Sorry.
No, he really doesn't have anything.
Okay. What do we have here? Access Satellite. Sign up now to get Dish Network or DirecTV and get a $100 gift certificate to the Red Sox store. I don't know how this
he has no
wallet.
Money. He has no money, but he has a
coupon.
Of coupon. All right. Well, Lisa, where's your car right now?
It's up on the deck.
Up on the deck. Well, I think you are safe there for the next.
I'm terribly sorry. This is just my Nordstrom's receipt.
Rub it in. I can go to Nordstrom to buy things.
I'm sorry. This is from where I did my shoe shopping last.
I'm terribly sorry. That's horrible.
No, I don't really have any cash. I don't have any cash.
Okay.
No, you can't see my receipt.
He loves the shoes.
It's got all my unmentionables on it, Don. Don't reach for my receipt.
What, like your underpants?
Yes, underwear. I do my underwear at Nordstrom's. I do.
Thank God for Amazon. Thank God. I don't hardly go anywhere to buy anything anymore.
My underwear on Amazon?
Sure. Hanes, how simple can you get, honey? Hanes, proud to be 36, big fat guy, but 36.
Order
it right off the internet. Are you kidding? Why go to the store? Why have to actually interact with people?
I was going to say less interaction with human beings.
That's a good point.
About that.
You can get anything on the internet.
See the shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Nice shirt?
Yeah.
Off the internet.
Really?
Off the internet. Didn't go to a store.
He is colorful today,
He's
isn't
very
he?
Very colorful.
He is very colorful today.
Hey. 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 What's wrong with this
but
shirt?
It matches.
Nothing's wrong with
What's
that.
What's wrong with this shirt?
Nothing. That is very stylish.
Check
very
it out
trendy.
Tonight. I guarantee.
That is a wonderful shirt.
I
like that shirt, Waldo.
I guarantee Randy Jackson will wear a shirt just like it. Oh, what? Where's Waldo?
It's the combination. Did Waldo have a vest on, or was he just brightly colored?
A sweater.
A just a sweater? Okay, a sweat. Hey, look at me. I mean, I know I'm a slob today, okay?
It would look better if it was short-sleeved.
My shirt would look better if it was short-sleeved?
It would be really cool.
Your ass would look better if you lost about 20 pounds.
Here we go. So it begins. See, we're all getting along now. Just like a family. Welcome to the family. And you're going to be staying in our house.
Yes, thank you.
Now, you seem very, very nice, Lisa.
Thank you.
And, Well, is there anything I could order you off the internet, being as I don't like going to stores? Is there anything that you would need this week? I mean, any feminine products?
Oh, no, that was last week.
That was last week.
That was a very bad week.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That'll make it easy.
But, you know, the good thing is there is always, it seems to me that there's always food lying around here.
Well.
You know, and it's not like you know, that people have eaten. It's food that comes in
lying
and just,
on top of the trash.
There. No, there's actually food down the hallway right now.
There's like
there's donuts down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lots of people bring food by during the show, and we either eat it or Joe eats it, and it sits around. Plus, there's $20. Knock yourself out. Get yourself some peanuts.
I never do this. I really don't, and I hope you don't get mad at me for saying this, but you know, each and every day, we always, you know, we've always had different merchants that will say, you know, will say, hey, can we bring this by? Can we bring this by? I think 7 o'clock, that's her time when she's supposed to be in here and start.
That's when she's going to be locked in the office.
Why can't 7 o'clock every night be her dinner hour? And I think there's no reason why some fine merchant can't bring a lovely meal by for the lovely lady.
But can I just stop for a second?
Yes, yes, please.
Let me think of somebody I know. Who owns a restaurant.
That's a given. I wasn't even talking about that. I will do that.
Look around.
I will do that. I'll make sure that happens tonight. Okay. That'll happen tonight.
Wonderful. Your place is so much fun.
Oh, you've been there.
Yeah, my friend Michelle flashed the DJ and got free shirts.
No, she didn't. Never happened.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Must be mistaken.
Let's change the subject there. But no, but I think that's a wonderful idea. So you get your meals.
All right, so then we'll have you living in the parking lot during the day and living in our office at night. Now, let's see. Hold on a second. I bet these calls are all for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hi, people.
Hi there. How's it?
How's that? I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Okay, let's cut to the chase. You're on the air.
Please tell me what she'll be watching tonight on television.
What are you going to ask yourself? She's right here.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Well, what are you going to be watching on TV? You said you haven't watched TV for a while, so.
What's on TV?
Oh, are you kidding? American Idol, honey.
Yeah, I could. Is that the final finale?
It's the final three.
Your House, your Boston Public.
I'll see what everybody's talking about.
Your House is a good show. House is a good show.
House.
Crazy Doctor, Addicted to Stuff.
Boston Public or Boston Legal?
Boston Legal. That's what I meant to say. And Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Again, that's Buzz's thing.
Buzz was giving you the Buzz channels.
It was Buzz's thing.
Buzz do you have a copy of your grid light around?
I didn't bring it with me today, Lisa, but I'll have it for you tomorrow.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Lisa, this is Chris.
Hi, Chris.
You know Chris?
Who is Chris?
I do know Chris. I know him from...
Hold on, his area code is 203.
Yeah, he's in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, soon to be Alabama.
Yeah.
How do you know this guy?
It's actually ridiculous. I'm on a website called livejournal.com.
Shocking.
It's a blog. I know, right? And I've met him on there. We've never actually talked on the phone.
Perhaps it's a good time for us to go over our house rules here.
Rules.
Might be necessary, you know.
No.
Like all good boarding houses in the 1940s. You know, what are the rules, Don, as far as gentlemen callers?
Yes. What she does in her car is okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, no sure fornicating is. In the office.
None.
Yeah,
And not even what the high schoolers call sex now, okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
you know,
I understand that.
For instance, if you happen to meet Ben, the custodian here.
Very nice man.
Uh-huh. And as it turns out, you want a little of that, you know.
I don't think I will want to
go to your car.
A little of that. Okay.
You've not met him. He is
well,
a man
who
knows.
Well, I normally pick up people and take them to my car.
You haven't met
home.
Him.
You haven't met Ben. He has a tremendous powers of seduction.
Especially not from the internet.
Hold on a second. What?
He's already called down and said no.
Why?
Because of the legal liability, even in the release forms.
Hughes. You know, Hughes can just eat one.
Oh, you're kidding me.
He can really eat one.
Aww.
What liability?
Overnight, he's concerned if there was some sort of trouble that we would be legally liable.
Well, what if we sign off on
release?
What if Don and I sign off on
it? Even with the newly prepared releases, he's still worried.
Hold on.
Are you saying I'm trouble?
No, hold on. It's not about you.
Shut up.
Shut up. All right, what's his phone number?
2811.
What if we can take the legal liability?
What's his phone number?
2811.
I don't know. That's why. I don't know. That's why I asked you.
Is it though?
I don't know, Buzz. We'll find out together.
All right.
All of us. There's got to be a way around this.
A way around it.
Was he on his cell?
I tried his cell and it was off. We can try it again. He might have been on the other line.
I know a way around it.
Sounds scary.
Mike's got an idea.
Mike's going to write it down.
Pad and pen.
Answered by Audix.
Michael Hughes.
Is not available. To leave a message, wait for the tone.
Why not?
I think even if we hired her as to be like an intern.
Yeah.
First off, seriously, to be an intern, You have to be in college.
See?
Right. Yeah. You have to be in a field related to broadcasting. You have to have a letter from the school. And even then, right. I don't know. They might be able to pull this crap on us. You know what we can do?
Mm.
Let me write down something else.
Okay.
Okay? That I think would work out.
All right. Another idea?
Just.
I had the same thought.
Being scribbled
we
down.
We wouldn't want to mention this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, Lisa, do you see this?
Are
you familiar with this?
After today, I am.
Okay. Well, then all right. Then I'll let you get out of the bag.
I should point out right across.
I know, right across.
I don't have to do anything.
You know. Just be nice.
There's like
just right across. Right across.
Yeah, I know. You know what? That's what we'll do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's at least you think a little better than the breeze would.
Hey, man,
mm-hmm.
I'm homeless. What do I know about it?
So we'd have. Now, listen. Does Dickhead have a? Excuse me. Does Hughes have a problem with her living in the parking lot during the day?
I have not asked him that. He just called down to say that she can't be here overnight. I will find out.
It's not living during the day. It's loitering.
Thank you, Lisa.
Some call it living. Some call it loitering.
And you have an automobile.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can, you know, you can go in there.
Sitting there waiting for...
And technically, that's our parking spot.
God, this place. You know, I swear to God, they just love climbing up your bung just to shove it to you. It's like...
No help is given, but plenty of hindrance
resistance,
is given.
Yes.
You know, like seriously, what's the problem? What is the difference between her coming down here and sleeping in a locked office and somebody coming down to play a game? Don't we sign a form like when people eat worms and stuff that if you die from E. coli, it's your fault?
Right.
Right. Right.
Why can't we just...
She's playing a contest. She's playing a contest to see how long she can stay in the building, and her goal is Friday.
They would say to you, okay, now I'll be the lawyer.
Okay.
All right, good. This is fun.
Yeah, as you know, Mike, for any contest, we need specific rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Those must be run past the legal department, and you must make the contest open to all people. How did you come up with the rules? What is the prize of the contest? How long will the contest be lasting?
Wow.
Where are there the points where if she has a problem, she can get out of this legally? What about us from a legal standpoint? I mean, what happens if she trips and falls at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and she sues the company?
Yeah.
I mean, this is what the jerks will say to you, but this is why I thought all this had been covered already.
Well, in any event, you know what? We can improvise and it'll work out better for you. You know? It would have been fun for us.
Aww.
Really unique and novel idea.
Yeah, it's...
But you know what? I promise you, one night, you know what we'll do? One night we'll sneak into Hughes' office. Because he's not here every day.
Right.
See, so one night, you know, and he won't know which night it is.
No. Sure.
Because we know nothing will happen to you, especially up there.
Right.
Jesus Christ. That's
a hermetically sealed office. Padded walls.
We'll sneak you up there and let you just...
Some nice warm wine.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's when we do let you have a gentleman call.
Just crawl all over every piece of furniture.
You know. Just have her do her big spender routine. Crawl on all fours on top of the desk. Hey, big spender.
I'm thinking you just make it like so CSI shows up and they do the black light.
What's the latest bad news?
No, there's no bad news.
Yeah.
She just can't be here unattended overnight. But during normal business hours, she can loiter in our parking lot.
I hate to be devil's advocate, but attended, there is somebody on the property, correct?
They're not attending to her. They would be running board, not
well,
in office.
Well, hold on.
We can solve that.
What are you doing? What are you doing tonight?
Don't look at me. I've got two kids.
Son, I am kidding you. I just called him son. That is, I was talking to Rob today. I heard Robert on the phone.
God.
Right.
Robert was having one of those Damien things.
Oh, a little mini meltdown.
And Rob's trying to be calm with him.
Right.
And Rob's like,
how'd I do?
Mommy's at the hardware store.
Yeah.
I want mommy now!
Did you use the standard 1930s movie response?
Silence!
I've tried that. The reply that worked so well was, he said, I want mommy. I said, mommy's not here. Yes, she is! No,
I heard.
She's not.
I heard all of that. Now, what if,
yeah, boy,
what if we got a security guard?
Again, you know, I don't think we can hire a security. I mean, do you want to pay for it?
We're gonna pay for the other thing done. You know, isn't it about the 6 1/2 dozen of the other?
Yeah, but hold on. What about if we got like who's that that dumb guy that I call Josh?
Kevin?
No, not the pimply face boy.
Which one?
The other one. The
John.
The boy John.
John.
That boy.
What if we paid him just to sit outside her office? Sit outside our office.
Or sit inside the office if she wanted some company.
What if we paid him?
No.
What if we paid him like to sleep in a sleeping bag outside our office for the 4 nights that she was here?
Let me see. I will ask.
Give him a call. Right. Now, there's no guaranteeing this
guy. You want to bring him in here?
We might
need to speak with him.
Bring John.
See if he's cool with it.
If Hughes is here, bring him in.
Oh.
And if not John, I know you don't want to use the pimply face, boy. He strikes me as somebody who would...
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, he's...
He's on the other show all the time.
Yeah, he's on with the junkies all the time. So, you know, I mean, if anybody in the back room was really a player, they'd step up now. Mm-hmm. I'm only thinking of one person.
Joe.
But I know he won't because he's married. And
yeah. Joe.
Joe, there would be some extra money in it. I mean,
Joe.
After all, Mike and I were going to pay, like $100 a night for her to stay at a hotel.
Joe.
So let's do the math.
That's $400.
Mm-hmm.
400 extra beans.
That's good money.
Just to sleep in a sleeping bag outside our office in the hallway from 7 p.m. till 8 a.m.
We got to have some hungry folks around here that would be like a little extra cash,
you'd think.
You know, for going into the summer season, I think it would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We should just make it an open offer to anybody on the staff that wants to make a quick $4.
Yep. Hi, John.
Okay, here he is.
Come on, John.
Hi, John.
Step up to the microphone, John.
Hi, son.
How are you?
Hello, Josh.
How's
How are you?
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Josh, Lisa. Lisa, Josh. Actually, John.
Nice to meet you.
Hi. So, Josh.
John's one of our dedicated young employees here.
What exactly do you work in the promotions department?
Yeah.
Right. And I'm guessing without tossing out figures, you're not making a tremendous amount of money. You're doing this like everybody in radio. You're doing it.
Because I love to do it. Yeah,
to get to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
But the money's no good.
No.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, how would $400 be if you slept outside our office for 4 nights in a row?
Sold.
Hey,
look
at
that. Not even.
There's a team player.
I'm not even a bargaining man. I'll take it.
Wow.
All right.
Yes.
Team player.
That's very, very cool.
Now, all we would ask.
That's very cool. And then we didn't, you know, you could have been a dink in negotiation.
A dick about it, but thank you.
No, my pleasure. I'm looking forward to it. And really, for a homeless girl, you're not bad looking.
All right. He has raised his stock at this radio station.
Yep. So listen, it'll be your job to make sure, like, if she's got to, you know, go stinky or something, she will knock on the door and say, John, escort me to the bathroom.
And Lisa, you're comfortable having basically a guard?
He's a good guy.
Dan, do we have to run it by you-know-who one more time?
Well,
is Rob doing that right now?
I believe that, he's doing that now.
Rob was checking on the attendee.
I think he's doing that right now. Because he could actually almost be like her takeout taxi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He could say to her,
And
you
who
know.
Knows, a friendship might be. John's a very nice guy, Lisa. Yeah. Very one of the nicer guys here.
What's the latest?
If he sticks to her like glue, escorts her everywhere, stays with her at all times, Hughes is okay with it.
Hey, how about that?
All right.
Wow. How about that?
This is even better.
This
is even better.
Let's almost give it up a little bit for Hughes for making a fist.
Absolutely. Okay. And one question. Lisa, would you be averse to if Johnny here wanted to watch a little tube, you know, that
no,
he
I
could...
No, I said
he
could watch American
okay.
Idol with me.
Okay.
Right.
All right. All good. I think that'd be nice for him, you know. But he's got places where he can, you know, go in the radio station to do whatever he wants.
During business hours, she's free to loiter outside.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gone and off our property at 7 o'clock on Friday night.
Wow. John, were you everything cool? All right.
What?
Her picture is on the web.
Ah, very
okay,
good.
Thank
very
you.
Good. All right.
All right. So
this is good.
Now, here's what we need from you, Josh. And I know your name is John, but I like calling you Josh. I guess you'll have to rush home and get yourself a sleeping bag
and a spit kit.
And yeah, you know you're.
I have a sleeping bag in my car.
Your dop kit.
Oh, yeah. I'll be getting a sleeping bag.
John, now that's
I'm kidding.
And you want to get whatever you need to make yourself comfortable. You know, you should probably. Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Do you have those sleep masks with you?
There's one hanging on the wall behind me. I think I have another one either in my briefcase or at home.
Why?
I never go anywhere without a mask.
Is that why Buzz is the greatest?
He's got a sleeping mask.
So if you see what Buzz has, you can put on tonight out in the hallway because the lights may be
see, John,
too bright
Buzz
for you.
Buzz is holding that up for you right
it's like a thing. It's like a thing that you
thank
wear
you,
to block out the light.
Pretend it's night.
Okay, well then, this is a done deal.
Anything else that they need? Is there anything else you guys
I don't
need?
Think so. She's got $20, so they can splurge and get a pizza tonight.
They don't have to. I'm going to give them dinner. I'm going to bring them dinner. I'm going to call. During the break, I'm going to call, and you guys, I'll just sort of rattle off whatever you want.
All right, well then, Lisa, you go to your car.
Okay.
And Josh, Your name is John, but Joshua, you go and get your whatever you need. You know, your overnight bag. Oh, look at that pretty picture of you on our website.
Very nice. Very nice.
There you go. There she is. Right there.
It's a nice picture, Lisa.
On the front page. And how about we take a picture of David Schwimmer's brother as well?
Never gets old.
And put his picture up
there,
too.
And we want, each and every day, we want, like, the update.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, you guys just
on each other.
Let the adventure begin.
Okay.
All right, really, so. Now that you're being supervised, you got the run of the place.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Well, Joshua, thank you.
My
John,
pleasure.
Thank
my
you.
John, he is plus Joshua plus. To us. He has to be Joshua.
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 Joshua Schwimmer.
And and Lisa, so glad that you're going to be able to get somewhere to sleep and you know, eat this week.
Right.
So
kids, I just wanted to say I haven't listened to you guys since I was about 14 years old.
Wow.
All the time, like 4 hours a day. Well, except for when I moved, and that was very sad. So.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad I finally
thank
got to meet you.
You.
I'm
nice to meet you.
Your
look how things have worked out.
Yeah, it's good. And you know, and credit goes to John here. This is a very nice thing for him.
Very true. So, John, we'll have the cash for you tomorrow.
Great.
We'll pay up front.
Good.
You know, it'd be nice maybe tonight we can get a picture up on the web of Joshua and his little sleeping bag and his little nighty night pillow and his mask.
Right. It's gonna be wonderful.
They're
gonna have and you can either dine together or separately.
And at bedtime he'll be asleep outside your office, right?
Right. Yes. 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 Now
good morning, salespeople.
No. Again, yeah. You gotta remember that it is your job to watch out for her.
Right, and I've gotta stay here overnight. So I mean when I've gotta be here in the morning, I've gotta find some place to shower so we're thinking the bathroom.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. That's kind of why we're paying you $100 a night.
Mr. Johnson used to do it quite a bit here, so there's no problem.
Steve Johnson.
Well, he'd fall asleep.
You know, ran the movie The Terminal with Tom Hanks. That's a pretty good primer.
And do you have a pillow and stuff to, do you have any kind of bedding that you can put on the couch?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, okay, good.
Well, wonderful.
I tell you what, Lisa. Go to your car, and in a couple of breaks, like a half an hour or so, we'll call you. And
it's almost time for you to start moving in.
See how you're doing. But for now, go to your car,
okay.
And we'll call you. And thanks, and see you later. And Josh, we'll see you before the end of the show.
Sounds great.
All right, get out of here, you kids.
That's right.
Okay, there you go.
Kids. John, I should point out to you, there are no cameras in our office.
That's what you think, Mike.
Oh, really?
Oh,
man. So what, do you have, like, hours of me picking?
That is a pretty good experiment.
Life's funny.
That's pretty good. Thank God Hughes caved. Otherwise, boy, oh boy, that could have been Ballistic City.
You know what? It did seem to me, and I know to you, is kind of an innocent little thing that we're doing here. Not that big a deal, but it almost got derailed, but thanks to John, it's on.
Yeah.
John and the homeless girl are making out.
Already? What's the liability if she gets pregnant?
With his child?
Oh, that's no problem. You know what? How much is the morning after pill?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Seriously, how much is that?
There's a Rite Aid right down the street.
I got them in my office.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't have them, I'm sure Buzz has got them.
Sure. My briefcase.
Isn't that the greatest thing about Buzz? You say right away, hey, Buzz, do you have a sleep mask on you? Why, yes, I do.
Right here. And it's like hanging on the wall in back of him.
All right,
he uses it during the show.
I see every line is lit up. I'm guessing it's probably about Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, you know, Joshua. So let's break. And then we'll come back and call her in her car and see how day one is going. And then we're just going to move on with the show.
You're right.
The whole time, remember, she's living out there and then living in here at night.
Exactly.
And Hughes was firm about that, right? So COB on Friday?
When is the, and this ends when? Friday, at the end of the show.
Friday, 7 p.m. Yeah,
by that time, you know, she'll be ready to start her new job at the Home Depot. And John will be ready to sleep in a real bed.
Or
not.
And they can go to the clinic together.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be wonderful.
Wonderful. And he'll offer to pay half.
All the clinics.
That's fair. Just think, every night it's going to be, so what are you kids having for dinner tonight? As they start their candlelit dinner.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, that $20 is not going to go that far.
Right.
I mean, my generosity does know a certain limit. I did slip for 20 today, and we'll pay Josh $400.
Right.
So it's kind of got to be, you know, let's see what, I mean, if it's s'mores, if it's peanut butter and jelly, that's what it's got to be.
That's great.
Tonight,
or
tonight, chicken fingers.
Tonight they eat like kings from your place.
Yeah, they're going to get steak.
S'mores.
What, are they going to have a campfire in your office?
As long as they're supervised.
Supervised fire.
You never have had microwave s'mores?
No, I only eat health food.
Yeah, okay.
They have some.
Okay, Charlie Chipotle.
They have some crap now in the store that you buy and you pop it in the microwave.
That's
and like
great.
In 15 seconds, it's like s'mores.
There goes John.
There he goes.
Taking his head ruefully.
John, who is going to be living in the hallway for a week. That's as good as having the homeless chick live in her office for a week.
It's going to be a wonderful thing.
Okay, let's do the break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. We'll do the show. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
I just realized the other night when you cut the power to the church, I was a real... Yeah, but it's only because I was worried, you know, something could happen to you. It's a nice thing. You don't understand. Vincent, I love you. I love you, Johnny Cakes.
They're great.
The Don and Mike Show. Radio Joggernaut. Don and Mike.
Right. All right.
Get over that one for a minute.
You know we need to follow that up with? Put that one in there. Just real fast. Go to cut number three, please. There you go. How do you follow up that Sopranos day?
Paul Bull Regis, right there.
All right. Okay.
Had no idea. No wonder he's lasted so long in television.
I totally turned the song off.
The song by the Buckingham.
Paul Bull Regis. All right. Now we can just kind of fade it out.
That's nicer.
Fade to black.
Mm-hmm.
And hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on.
How you doing, guys?
Howdy.
I want to take my hat off, first of all. I'm so moved by your act of selfless philanthropy and helping out the homeless in this way. I think you're missing an opportunity to exploit the situation, though. You might want to set up a...
I think you're missing a few consonants.
My consonants are overrated, they are.
You're right about that, though.
You might want to set up a Lisa cam in your office. We can all join the fun.
Okay.
Bye!
Set up a Lisa cam in your office.
Bye-bye.
Get a webcam, he mumbled.
Get a webcam.
Yeah, let's do that.
Want to thank John for coming to see me outside of his door. That's good. Thank you very much, John, for doing that. Get out there as well, and Lisa's going to be all right.
My gal pal said something to me yesterday. I'm familiar enough with her now that I can tell her when I just think she says something that's just... But dumb is not the right word.
Mm-hmm.
Watching television, watching 24,
yes.
And you know, Chakra having a mixed drink, mixed beverages, and little coasters are there. What?
Center.
pick up the glass, uh-huh. And the coaster sticks to the bottom of the glass. Not a big deal, right? So I go, take my drink, wipe the coaster on my pants, and put it back on the table. And she says, condensation is bothersome. And I stopped the TV for a second and I said, what? She said, condensation really is bothersome.
She's right.
Well, but she's right.
Yeah.
Okay, she's right?
Uh-huh.
Good. You called her and talked to her about it.
Okay.
You called her up in the middle of 24 and you would try to have a conversation with a chick about it. I said, really, I don't care about condensation.
So something annoyed you about the condensation comment.
Yeah. See, the thing is, condensation should not be a stop the TiVo type. You know what's bothersome? Nuclear holocaust is bothersome.
Well,
genocide is bothersome. The war in Iraq is bothersome.
No, I disagree. I think the genocide and the nuclear holocaust and that's way beyond bothersome.
Bothersome.
Okay, well then
That's tragedy. That's heinous. Okay. That's horrible.
All right, well, let me go to something. You know, I was just trying
hemorrhoids
to...
Hemorrhoids are bothersome.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, in your world, perhaps.
Yes.
Okay. They don't bother you?
A hangnail is bothersome.
Yes.
Okay. But condensation, it's not bothersome. It's just
It's not.
Where would bothersome be on the scale of if you had pain in the ass and you had bothersome? Where's bothersome and where's pain in the ass?
You know what? Boy, this is why you and I are like two brains, two half brains,
right,
connecting to one.
Okay.
It's just clicked for me. It's the word bothersome.
Ah. Precisely. That's what made you angry. And you didn't know it until this very moment.
Thank you, Mike.
Bothersome.
If she had said condensation's a pain in the ass, I would have said, sweetie, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, everybody who's ever had a drink in the summertime or anywhere else where it's stuck to the napkin, and yeah, of course.
Because she said it was bothersome, it made it seem bigger, which is why I had to throw out the big nuclear meltdown or genocide. I mean,
would you like to hear an example that will match that from my childhood?
Yes.
And I still remember, I don't remember guys I went to college with, I remember this guy's name, Dan Reardon. We had a sleepover at my house. We're at the breakfast table. He says to my mother, he says, I enjoy listening to the radio at night. It's quite soothing. This is a 9-year-old kid. And my mother, my mom, who wasn't, you know, particularly a gritty kind of lady, looked at him and hated him from that moment
forward. Because of that word.
Because he used that word, that little soft word. And bothersome is a soft word.
Condensation is bothersome.
Like a Winnie the Pooh word.
What? Oh, bother.
Yeah.
Right.
What? I'm pausing Jack Bauer for this?
Please.
Or, for example, I hate condensation.
Uh-huh.
That could have been acceptable.
That would have worked with me. And also, I don't think because she's getting to know the real me, I don't think she was thrilled with the fact that I just took the coaster and wiped it on pretty much the ass part of my pants.
Right. So, in other words, she was drawing attention to what you had done by saying that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the interruption to 24 was troublesome.
Yes, it was, Buzz. And maybe someday you and Marcia and I can get away and get together and have a foursome.
Do you know TiVo has changed the dynamic of how men and women communicate? You know that.
Really?
TiVo has said, because now if there's something that really needs to be said, I'm going to say I think it happens mostly with women as opposed to men, that button. Women, I do believe this. I could be alone in this, but I think that women want the TiVo button hit. When there's something they want to discuss, they want it paused so that they can have undivided attention.
They, in fact, see that pause as an opportunity. Knowing the pause is there gives them the freedom to speak.
Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz seemed very demonstrative there.
Would you have a story to illustrate your feelings on this matter?
More stories than we have time for, Don.
Pick one. Pick the one you were telling me about the other day.
Well, that was just she had a question about a plot development, I think, in a show that we're watching.
I'll say on her behalf, we're talking about Buzz's wife, Marcia.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was about the show Lost, right? Which, as far as I can tell, is a confusing freaking show anyway.
Yeah, especially if you were to come in at this point, it would be hard to decipher.
But in the days prior to TiVo,
been watching it from the beginning.
Hold on, Mike.
Go ahead.
You got to give him a chance.
I'm sorry, I wasn't prepared. Okay.
He is ramping up to this.
No, well, really, and I don't know that I want to get into this. She wasn't thinking for a moment and asked a question that really, as a viewer, she should have already known the answer to, and we paused for that. And
you hit the TiVo pause.
I had to address the question.
Oh boy, I've been there.
And that was troublesome. And then I had pause and continued watching the show.
Do you ever try to engage in the dialogue and you let the content continue and then you finally pause and rewind?
Jump back.
So you can... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, been there. We all do, I think.
Well, it has changed the dynamic.
That's what I did with the it's bothersome. I reached and took the TiVo and it was like partly because it was...
You didn't hear her, right?
No, I heard her.
Okay.
It was like because it was happening at the same time as the show, I'm watching the show and I'm thinking, hold on. I'm watching Jack Bauer. Boy, wait, hold on. She just said, this is bothersome? It's like, hold on. Pause. What?
Even worse, though, if that happens during The Sopranos, because there's no commercials. If you pause during 24, you can usually catch up to live in a commercial break.
Commercial breaks change the dynamic also.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple long episodes of The Sopranos this year.
A little longer than the running time.
Yeah, like 10:30, 10:35.
And pre-TiVo, you would go, seriously.
Wait!
You'd go, stop. I'm trying to watch this.
We'll talk about it at 10 o'clock.
Right. Promise but now, because of TiVo, you can stop everything.
Correct. Well, you have to, really.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you doing?
Condensation is bothersome. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I said, first the merit.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
That's the type of sweet boyfriend I am.
That's your first demerit.
Now, go sit in the other room for about 10 minutes and let's think about what you just did.
As if.
Yeah. Demerits are bothersome.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don?
Okay, very well, thank you.
I got to tell you, I really appreciate the musical bumps coming out. I mean, Jane Child and then Buckingham's back-to-back.
Hey, I'm crying, man. You know, at the Don and Mike show, we reach the beaches and we rule the pools. Stick with a winner and win with a sticker. If anyone ever asks, you tell them it's your Hot Rock and Flamethrower number 15 Arbitron rank Don and Mike show. And don't forget, jack this.
Bye!
Bye-bye. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm just wondering, she sounds a little bit like Beth Ann. Is she all songed up?
Are you talking about Lisa?
Yeah.
I think, with no offense to Beth Ann, I mean, Beth Ann, I don't think could survive a night.
Survive a night with John or survive a night in our office?
Hold on. Here's... But not that Beth Ann is the.
See, Beth Ann did live in the office, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but she also had a very overpriced apartment that she just never went to. I don't think that Beth Ann is as road hard as Lisa is. I think that Beth Ann.
I don't mean this in any way.
I'm speaking ill of the gone here. Mm-hmm. I think that she's had perhaps even with all of her talk when she was on the show about, you know, I don't make enough money. I think she's pretty much she's had a pampered life. She's never had to live in her car.
Well, I also will tell you that I this is not to offend Lisa at all, but I sort of read between the lines. Perhaps she's you know. A fun girl, likes to have a good time.
Which is another reason. Yeah, well,
and Beth Ann was not. I would not describe Beth Ann as somebody who likes the party.
Now, see, this is the half brain talking to the other half brain.
Yes.
Okay. Right. I can see her like being a pump, and I can't see Beth Ann being a pump.
Very nice. We mean that only in the best possible way.
That's a compliment, really.
Coming from you, that means a lot, Rob.
Paul Bull Regis, right there.
Right there.
So I think what you're saying is Beth Ann would not have the kind of fun that Lisa might have this week.
Absolutely. Beth Ann is just too tight.
Too regimented.
Too tight. Too tight in so many ways.
Right. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Listen, really, Rob's got the job. So let's do what we do with all of the people that used to work on the show. Let's just not talk about them anymore.
Very good.
Good idea.
I love Don and Mike show.
Zip it. Now we can talk about BA anytime.
Well, she calls you periodically.
Yeah, no. I like Beth Ann. Hello.
Anytime.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'd love to donate some to the cause for Lisa.
Donate some what?
Years ago, I was the guy that donated apple juice when Buzz was in his quandary at the hospital. I work for a water company. I like donating cases of water for her.
Oh, no. I remember when Buzz was hospitalized, and remember Buzz's big complaint was he could not get enough apple juice.
You can't run a hospital without apple juice, and they ran out.
And this guy showed up with cases of some kind of decent apple
juice. Delivered it to the hospital, if I remember.
Right.
Anti-connectors, yeah. Anti-connectors apple juice.
Well, I tell you what, I'll put you on hold, and I guess anyone that would like to offer supplies can bring them by during business hours.
Speaking of which, Robert the mailman was on hold, and tomorrow he's bringing lasagna and canned goods.
There's dinner for tomorrow.
Okay.
That is good lasagna.
Hold on there, water guy. We'll need a can
opener, though.
for
the goods.
Plastic forks.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, radio show.
Yes, it's you.
Radio show. That
or maybe it's not.
You're listening to and that you called. Dumbass with the radio on too loud.
I cut it down.
We've been talking to you for 5 minutes.
It's George Washington talking about the cherry tree. I cut it down. Okay, what's up? You're on the air.
I'm on the air right now.
You're on the air right now.
Okay.
Right
that
now.
That young lady.
That right now.
Is this Nipsey Russell? It's Nipsey Russell.
Big pointed collars.
She is. Guess what? She could live in the Midwest.
Turn the radio down.
Confusing.
No, sir. It's
turn it all the way down.
Turn it off, please, Mr. Russell.
Sir Russell.
Nipsey Russell check it in. Loved him on Match Game.
Okay.
He would always have a rhyme.
Yes.
I wish I had one to go with one right now.
Yeah, we
yeah. Do. So
but
now,
what I was trying to say
is that
she has a lot of guts, and she deserves everything she can get.
Right you are.
So you waited all that time.
If that had rhymed, it would have been better.
Okay. Is that it?
No, sir.
Come again?
No, sir. I'm watching Bonanza right now.
You're watching Bonanza. How is it? Is it a good one?
It's one with Miss Katie talking to the marshal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You ever
that would not be Bonanza. That would be Gunsmoke. And it would be
Miss Katie. Y'all shut up. Guess what comes on next, though?
Y'all shut up.
Bonanza.
Bonanza after Gunsmoke. Have you had anything to drink today?
Yes, sir, I have.
And what have you been drinking today?
E&J XO.
E&J XO.
Would that be a malt beverage?
No, it's a new one. It's a new one.
Well, made by who? What is it?
It's a brandy. I only drink brandy.
Oh, a
only
brandy.
Brandy. Mm.
Do you mix it with anything?
Nope.
Does E&J stand for Ernest and Julio?
I think you may that well be right.
Sure, Ernest and Julio Gallo's brandy.
I love my booze.
No, you don't. You don't drink.
So are you just drinking it right out of the bottle?
No, sir.
On ice?
On ice.
Ooh.
On ice.
What flavor brandy is it?
It is a brandy that is mixed longer than the VSOP. In the regular.
I bet your breath smells like a baby's diaper after a long...
It probably smells like... I can't say it over the phone.
No.
I would say a sick child's diaper.
What was that?
I would not say it in front of my grandchildren.
How much cost that bottle of brandy?
Pint.
How much?
How much you pay for it?
It's $6 a pint.
Oh, that's good.
A fifth is $10.99.
Boy, you can take rust off a car with that too.
And guess what?
What?
My car payment more than that.
Well, I hope your car payment is more than $10.
Have you had dinner yet?
And guess what? Gas gonna come. I hope they start just making gas where you can put.
Come on. Yep. You get paid.
Put what?
Put what I'm drinking in your gas tank. It's cheaper.
Wouldn't that be great?
It's cheaper, so you could just put cheap brandy in your car. Yeah. What kind of ride do you have?
I don't drink wine.
No, what kind of ride do you have? What kind of automobile do you
have? I drink.
Don wants to know what kind of car you drive.
Escort XZO.
Nice.
Is it pimped?
It's tapped to the
spinners. You got spinners?
Who needs spinners, man? Come on.
Can I have an air conditioner?
Goddamn, Rob.
Rob.
I know Rob is.
God, Rob's out of his mind right now.
Can I do
calm
it?
Down, boy?
I had a guy. I didn't tell you about this. When I was in Minneapolis over the weekend with my grandkids. I had a mini meltdown in Toys R Us.
What kind of meltdown?
Not at the kids. Thank you for asking. But at a product.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's Ethan's birthday tomorrow. He's going to be 4 years old. So we were walking around thinking about getting him a bicycle or something. And he sees these cars.
What you going to get him?
These little kid cars. Hold on just a second. Sees the little kid cars. And he says, hey, Grandpa. That one looks like yours, because they've got like a little kid Escalade.
Uh-huh.
And,
right.
And it's got a real motor in it and everything.
Wow.
And I look at the price tag, and the thing is $349.
For a remote control car? Or
no.
He gets to ride it.
It's when he sits in.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking at the other ones.
That's about right.
No, it's not. Because, and here's why.
Well, I'd be like $250 for the Jeep.
Mm-mm. The Jeep is $219.
Okay.
The Dora, trust me, I'm getting to a point on this.
Okay.
The Dora, the Explorer car is about $150.
Uh-huh.
The Batmobile is about $199.
Wow.
The reason that this particular one was $319 or $49 was because it had an actual JVC speaker sound system built
in. But you know what?
Hold
you'd
on,
be better. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. You're talking about the lady from Toys R Us comes over, and I say, what's
you gonna sell it to?
I said, what's the age on something like this? And she says, generally speaking, from about 4 till about 6.
Yeah, very narrow window there.
I said, 4 years old, right?
Yeah, now hold on a second. I said, so I understand that you have the other cars. This one is more expensive because it has, like, a real stereo in it, right? And she says, yeah. And she turns this thing up. And I
didn't have the bass.
And it was like, boom, 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 boom.
And you're going to play with it.
starts playing something. I turned to Ethan. I said, No, we can't get this. And he loved the radio.
Sure.
You know, now, listen, really, what idiot parent buys, you know, I'm all for buying a little motorized car for a kid to drive around in the backyard or whatever.
Him, yeah.
But Jesus Christ, with a sound system in it worth over $100,
mm-hmm.
and it's all kid friendly. It's like,
right,
press here to make it louder, mm-hmm. press here for more bass, press here for more treble, and then. And then you open up the plastic back part. It's got a little equalizer in there.
It's got the woofers back there.
Yes.
Subwoofer.
Jesus. Go to Toys R Us and look at this thing. It's the Escalade car
wow.
for kids with a real stereo inside.
I think it's the Manassas model.
You know what I wanted for my 12th birthday?
Drove me nuts. What was that? What did you want?
A unicycle. And guess what?
What?
I still have my 8-foot unicycle. And I'm scared to jump up on it.
Why don't you try to ride it now, your unicycle?
Because I'm a chef. If I fall, it's like something.
Hold on a second. Where are you a chef at?
Y'all want to run it over the phone. Marriott.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Oh, you don't work for Mike. Where do you work?
Marriott.
At Marriott.
Marriott.
You work at Marriott.
Good burger.
Very good.
Fine operation.
Good hotel.
Uh-huh.
Nice
I work
hotel.
At Marriott, man. Nice. And it's a pretty good company.
What are you going to be enjoying for dinner tonight?
Hot dogs and beans.
Oh, boy. Well, we were talking about the breath. Now we can talk about something else.
I heard you talk about the F-bomb.
Yeah, you talking about farting?
Yeah.
Right.
I ain't want to say. I don't want to go off the hook.
We appreciate it. When's your next shift at Marriott?
I must see
10 minutes. 4:30.
I had to listen to everybody else's stuff.
Oh, yeah. Stuff. Very good. Hey, you know what? You may be a little bombed, but you at least you're self-editing. We appreciate that.
All right, listen, we got to fly. Thank you for
calling. And guess what? I appreciate. Guess what?
What's that, Larry?
I'm not going to say thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Y'all hate it.
He is the dick man.
Can we get your name?
My name is Marlon C. Winder. My son plays for Chuck Brown in the Soul Search.
Oh,
wow.
Jerry, roll five. Roll five, baby.
Chuck Brown, yes. The godfather of go-go music.
Marlon, it's been fun talking to you.
Thank you for... not taking my call.
Thank you for being a friend.
God bless you.
Call anytime, Marlon.
God bless you real good.
And happy Mother's, belated Happy Mother's.
Okay.
Very good, Marlon.
That's
so long.
Okay, bye, Marlon.
And don't say bye.
Okay.
Bye! Bye means forever.
That's right. You won't say that.
Okay, there he goes. Marlon.
I like Marlon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, me too.
I may be lonely, but I find condensation soothing.
You are alone there. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I have an experience. When I was 7 years old, man, I was being babysit by these kids, you know, this mother, and she had these kids that were really bookwormy, and the sister was picking on the younger brother, and he goes, "Stop it, you are offending me horribly." He was like 8 years old.
He's a fag.
Big vocabulary with little kids. It's inappropriate.
Yeah. Worry about it.
I don't know why I had to say it, but it is.
Bothersome.
It's quite,
you know what it is. The radio. Yeah.
Get out of my house.
You know what it means. Light and loafers. Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
If John the intern turns out to be a college lacrosse player, the problem could be nettlesome.
Nettlesome.
That's a good sum word.
Hold on. Thank you.
Hold on a second. You need a prize for that.
Thank you.
Where are you calling from? Any idea?
I think I'm in Vermont.
All right, hold on. Here you go.
Good.
Oh, you've got the portable DVD player.
Oh, cool.
The Malcolm in the Middle backpack.
Wow.
And Here you go right here. You know what this says? Garbage Bin. A copy of Agent Cody Banks on DVD.
Oh, hey, wonderful.
My kids will like that.
Please do watch the hit comedy Malcolm in the Middle during Kidzilla.
Oh,
weekdays on DC.
Nothing like those Frankie Munoz gift packs.
Nelson Kidzilla.
Hey, Mike, you watch those movies?
Yes, I do. I've seen them all. I saw Cody Banks. I fell asleep.
Yep, me too.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on a second.
Hey, you guys rock.
Thank you, my friend.
Yep, fell sound asleep in Cody Banks. My kids found it quite troublesome.
Good call. Hey, run that back to J-O-E, please. Because we can... We got a very quick update from
John.
Hi, John. Put your retarded brother on the phone, please.
All right.
Let me see. Hey, Joe?
Yes.
Hi, Joe, do you know, is Lisa in her car now?
That's what I am told.
Joe.
She left during the last break.
All right, we'll call her in a moment then. And oh, I know. Is there something you wanted to say?
I'd like to say this. Segment of the Dirty Mike Show brought to you by Head On. Head On products are available without a prescription at retailers nationwide. Try Head On today.
What, Freddie?
Happy birthday to Jesus.
Freddie DeCordova,
right.
Back there working on this material with you?
Yes.
Michael Gelman back there with
give
you?
Give him some direction, Rob. Is that what you did?
Just wanted him to be loud.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay,
it was fine.
Mission accomplished. Thank you. Oh, Joe, take us to break, please.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. This scene with the enlargement of the press was fantastic because, again, it was one of those things. I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big press, then so be it, I'm going to just have bigger breasts. But in the audience, there was this kind of like immediately, you saw women sitting there telling each other, says, oh, that's a great idea, you have to check out where you get that done. So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept, because there's some guys that like little breasts, and there's some guys that like big breasts, so wouldn't it be nice if you can play both sides, you know, then. Sometimes even simultaneously.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of good bumper music, I try to throw this one in once in a while. From the early 80s out in L.A., The Jam, town called Malice. In a really a bad movie that I watched on pay-per-view. Not bad, but boring. A movie called The Matador.
I didn't watch that.
With Pierce Bronson and Greg Kinnear.
Right.
The reason I rented it is because they used that in the ads.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just, it's Pierce Bronson. He's a hitman.
Uh-huh.
He's kind of lost his edge. And he, like, walks around in his underpants a lot.
Oh, now I'm watching.
And, you know, Kinnear as well. He's Greg Kinnear. What can I say?
Oh, he's dreamy.
What can I say?
Too thin, dreamy man.
You've said it all. What was the name of his dog in the Jack Nicholson movie? Oh, is it
Verdell.
Where's Verdell?
Carol the Waitress, Simon the Fag. That is a great movie.
Do the one about the...
You got hard shells?
Do the one about there's Jews at my table.
There's Jews at my table. Carol the Waitress, Simon the Fag.
What did he say about her dress?
When they make dress. Me wear a jacket and they'll let you in here in a simple house dress. Now listen, whenever I do this, I want to make sure that the nitpickers that are out there, that if I don't have it exactly right, I'm just, you know, working off of memory. I don't write it down and memorize it, but I do remember Carol the Waitress, Simon the Fag, and there's Jews at my table.
Now, we got to talk about 24.
Yes.
But first, let's talk about Lisa, the homeless lady who's going to be living in her car in our parking lot from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Who seems very nice.
Yeah. Who's going to be living in our office from 7 p.m. to 8 a.m. with young Joshua Tree. That's his last name, Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree.
JT is going to be sleeping in a sleeping bag right outside the door, you know, lengthwise, so that no one can get in or out.
And tomorrow we will actually attach a cowbell to your door.
so she can't sneak out.
We'll have a picture of JT in his sleeping bag on our website tonight.
Right.
She's up in the parking lot here. We're going to call her in a second.
Okay.
Somebody, S. Hudson, sent an email to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Remember that website we had a couple of weeks ago where you put your picture in and it tells you the percentage of celebrities that you most resemble?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. I'm reminded of it every day when I come into the studio here.
She's, and who was that old fart?
The guy that wrote The Hobbit?
C.S. Lewis?
J.R.R.
Tolkien.
J.R.R. Tolkien. Rowling's the...
That was Mike's number one match.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Lisa, the homeless lady, said the celeb she most looks like is Shania Twain plus 20 pounds.
Yep.
Listen to this this crazy mix-up of people. Her number one celebrity look-alike is Marsha Cross. If you remember...
Marsha Cross from Desperate Housewives?
Right, 72%.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Also at 72%, Shakira.
Okay.
71%.
I do see the Marsha Cross. I see the Marsha Cross in her eyes.
Yeah. 71%. Ava Longoria. Eva, but...
Now, why are they using all the Desperate Housewives?
Well, I don't know. 71% is Gwen Stefani.
Huh.
70% Carrie Underwood. And 70% Sofia Coppola.
Sofia Coppola.
Those are the
crazy ones.
Those are the ones that came up. Let's give her a call. Add her to car right now. Just to see how she's doing. Day number one of living with us. She'll be up there.
She's moving in just a little while.
She'll be up there for the next, 2.5 hours. 3.5. How much time is left in the show?
Hello.
2 hours, 20 minutes.
Hi, Lisa. Don and Mike here.
Hello.
Are you,
what's she doing?
I'm sitting in my car listening to you.
Oh, good.
Hey, worry about the battery in that situation. Can we get you like a transistor radio or something?
Oh, no, fine.
Your battery holds up okay?
Yeah, it has been for the past month or so.
Good. What are you driving around in? We didn't ask you that yesterday.
What kind of car?
A beat-up Chevy Cavalier with only one side view mirror.
Okay.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. So you're on the top level now, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Is it raining yet?
No, not yet. It's gray. There's a nice breeze.
You excited about move-in time?
Yes, very.
What do you think you're going to have for dinner tonight?
Whatever Mike brings me.
It's food from Mike's restaurant.
I really look forward to Robert the Mailman's lasagna and the plastic fork.
They're bringing up dinner for John and for Lisa.
Thank you for that, Mike. Right. And are you and Joshua Tree going to watch the American Idol show together tonight?
Sure, I would love to.
Oh, that's right. He's a nice guy, and I think you two kids will have a great time.
I think so. Hey, and I'm not a town punk.
How about Party Girl? Would that be fair?
Well, I did used to be.
You did used to be.
Former Party
Girl. All right, so maybe you're just a, it's city, town, maybe you're the village pump. You know what I mean?
Village.
It would be, city would be the biggest, and then town, then
we haven't
village.
Even gotten into her love life. We haven't really discussed that. interesting laugh. Yeah.
What happened in your last relationship, Lisa? Homeless Lisa?
Oh, man. He was a freak.
He was a freak in what way?
There's an interesting, I don't know if I could talk about it on the radio, but the reason, the last straw, the reason why we broke up is kind of interesting.
Well, can you give us a hint? Is everybody in the room doing what I'm doing right now, anticipating this is where the whole homeless thing gets in that kooky zone?
No, what happened?
No. He was very nice, but he was extremely horny. And every time I didn't want to, he would get mad. And one morning, we woke up, and he wanted to, and I didn't. And I rolled over, and I woke up a couple hours later, and there was some stuff on my back.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I couldn't wait until I woke up, and
I've
then he was all mad, offended that I was upset about it.
Yeah,
I've seen that in movies. All right, well. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa, for that charming bit of...
lovely story.
Don't you think that's a good reason to break up with somebody?
Yeah. I mean, if he didn't tell you, at least he could have done his towel off.
Yeah, but maybe he didn't want to wake her up.
This is true.
courtesy.
I wouldn't break up with... if I was a girl, I don't think I would break up. I mean, hold on, there's another email that's just come in.
Sure.
No. Really, we're not making these up. What is this one? This is from someone named Amy Lloyd. Hi, Donna Mike. I love your show. I listen every day, and I listen to your day. I check your daily logs. Well, daily.
Oh.
As soon as the photo for Lisa came up, I think I recognize her.
Huh.
If so, we went to Fauquier High School together.
Oh,
could you please let me know if this is in fact Lisa? Does your last name start with the letter A?
Yes, it is.
Ah, well.
Class of 1995.
Uh huh.
I would love to speak with her. I can't believe she's homeless. I'd like to help her out. And anyway, this woman's name is Amy.
Yes.
I gave her a name, Amy Lloyd. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, she married Brian Lloyd.
So you know.
Would you like to be in contact with Amy?
Sure.
Okay, right, we'll leave that for you.
All right, pass it on. Okay.
I'm glad everybody went to high school now knows that I'm homeless.
Oh, don't worry about
it. Listen, you're not homeless for the next 4 days. You're living in your car, and then you're living in our office.
You're going
to
job with John.
All right, we'll check back with you, Lisa.
Okay.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lisa will be living with her live-in boyfriend, JT.
Lisa, the homeless girl.
Joshua Tree.
With Joshua Tree. You know, so much excitement with getting the homeless chick here at the station today. We had some new tapes that we'll review for you in a second, like Regis talking about how he's got four balls.
Right.
And Bush screwing up on TV last night. We've not even talked about 24, which continues to be week in and week out. I mean, really, everything The Sopranos isn't.
I'm really going to feel a void, and I've never felt like that about a TV show. I'm going to feel a real void when that show's off the air.
It is unbelievable. There are things that happen on the show that you know could never happen in real life.
Right.
I mean, it's even got stuff that normally I would mock, like when Jack Bauer is in the room with RoboCop.
Right.
And they're making a deal, you know, that maybe could save the country from this nerve gas.
Mm-hmm.
And RoboCop says, Jack, your word is good enough for me, because I know you're a man of your word. Like, you know, like Jack Bauer wouldn't get the information and just blow the guy's brain 8,000 different ways.
Well, they go back and forth with that. And you do have to suspend disbelief on that show.
Yeah. And the problem also is that next Monday is now feeling for me like the Super Bowl.
Really?
Because I now realize that after next Monday, that the wad is shot.
But yeah, and Mondays are going to be back to being just Mondays.
Yeah, and then we've only got like one
except
more
for this show.
We've only got one more American Idol to go after this week.
I know.
What will we do?
I don't know. Well, that's why you have your grid buzz.
Yes.
Anyway, last night on 24, the update is I think the highlight. We can real fast give the highlight.
Uh-huh.
My highlight is the Secret Service guy almost getting put in the car and back-mouthing the president, calling him Charles. And Charles. And then how about Gene Smart shooting the other Secret Service guy?
Pretty amazing. Really good scene with Gene Smart. I thought they were going to kind of phase her out, but she came right back to the front of the show.
Also, how about the guy ripping the bad guy, ripping his bandage off to show like his big Herman Munster scar?
Yes. Bierko.
Bierko.
Bierko will remove bandage to show Frankenstein's scar inside the face.
And
Bierko.
And also, another reason you have to suspend disbelief on 24 is that during a national crisis, or just about any time really, but during a national crisis, the president is walking around this Western White House, and whenever he feels like it, he just slips around a corner and pulls out his razor phone.
I know, his razor phone.
And, like, talks to terrorists. And, like, no one listens and no one bothers that, that he's on his own phone. And more importantly,
talks to the evil doctor from ER.
And no one notices. Like, the president, nobody knows where he is.
Right.
He's talking on the phone to the bad guy when Mike Novak comes around the corner. And it's like a guy that's cheating on his girlfriend. He goes, I'll call you back. Bye.
I like when he says it last night. He comes around the corner and says, Mike? And Mike turns around and goes, sir? Just weird. And, you know, that is quite the sprawling little ranch compound that he's got.
Yes,
and I would assume now we know it's kind of a horse ranch. Is that what it is?
It would have to be.
Because that's where they were pulling the caddy into the stable.
How do you feel about the evil character, the evil doctor character? I didn't like him at first, and now I like him.
I don't think he's evil enough.
You want him more?
I'd like him to be a little more evil. I mean, he's too soft.
I
find him bothersome.
I don't like his... I don't like his Bluetooth. I've never liked... It's too big and square.
And he ought to be loaded. If he's like our callers that call after seven drinks, you know, because he's got a drink every time the president calls him, he's always got like a highball.
But most importantly, last night, they alluded to the fact again that Devane lives.
Yes.
But Devane was not featured last night on 24.
Not fair.
Secretary Heller, not featured on the show. Let's welcome in now, William Devane. Here for his weekly 24 appearance.
There you go. Just open the door.
We're crazy about 24.
What the hell is going on?
Hey.
Could you share with me, please, Jack, the reason I'm still in ICU? You're all trying to write me out of the show. I was guaranteed that I would replace Charles Logan as soon as I got out of my muddy car. And I would spend a brief time in ICU, Jack. And then I would go into the White House and assume the duties of the president. What's going on? And why are you doing this?
You know, you didn't even get a box last night.
I didn't get anything. All I got was the previous episode's brief mentioning of me being in ICU with tubes coming out of me.
Are you insane?
Suddenly, are you insane? That's classified. I'm angry, and I think the country should be angry, but more importantly, Jack Bauer should be angry.
Yeah.
By the way, tell Audrey Raines I need to borrow $15 for a copay. Because the insurance, as far as I'm concerned, is bogus.
Hey, you know, it works.
It's bananas.
It worked.
Flipping bananas, Rob.
It worked pretty good for your daughter.
Damnation, I should be President Heller by now, yeah, and Jack Bauer should be my Secretary of Defense.
Didn't your daughter, like, have a vein cut in her arm, and wasn't she, like going to bleed out? And all
RoboCop
of a sudden...
RoboCop stabbed her in the artery, hoping that she would bleed out. But she survived, like we all survived. You don't understand. We're all indestructible. That's why I have the integrity when I'm not in Japan.
Here's the thing. If you all survive, how come you're not on the show?
I can't get any flipping apple juice in ICU. I'm very, very frustrated.
Sure.
I can only hope in the two-hour season finale, Jack, that I will be brought back to save the day. You certainly can't give the mantle of the country to the new vice president. He doesn't look good on Twin Peaks. He's not going to look good then. I was on quality television shows
Not Landing.
Everyone would say, you need someone, Jack, to really man the ship you get to Vane. D-E, capital V, E-I-N, Devane. I'm sorry, that's A-N-E.
Isn't it really all lowercase? I mean, uppercase D, but then it's D-E-V-A-N-E.
I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated that I haven't gotten my due, and therefore, I'm going to do something a character has never done, Jack.
What's that?
I'm going to share with you some plot lines from the finale of 24. Wow. That's right. Get ready for some classified exclusives.
Now, you must be pissed, Devane. And incidentally,
yes,
you keep calling me Jack.
Yes, Jack. I call everyone Jack.
My name isn't Jack.
Are you insane?
All right. What's going to happen on 24? Because you know and we don't.
It's been established already that Secretary of Defense Heller can survive for a length of time underwater.
That's your character.
Now, I'm not going to give you any real secrets overtly. That would result in my losing my position at Fox.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this.
Yeah?
I can survive underwater and Bierko's taken over a submarine. Can you put the puzzle pieces together, Jack? It's not too difficult.
Hold on. No.
I can survive underwater. I practically have gills. The submarine is going to go underwater.
The sub with the nerve gas.
Secretary Heller will serve as to save the day. That's what I'm going to do, Jack.
You can put on your Aquaman suit.
I will swim to the submarine, open the hatch, and the rest is history. I just wouldn't want to be Bierko, Jack. I wouldn't want to be Bierko because he's going to get it for me.
You know what I think? I think that this is sad that we are seeing a great actor who's played all of the Kennedys and was on Knots Landing, who had a small role on 24.
How about this, okay? Would you like another little tidbit?
Cannot come to the realization.
Are you insane?
They have written him out of the show.
Stop. Deluded. Bite your tongue or I'll bite it off for you. I have the teeth to do it, Jack. The final episode, 2 hours, second hour. Look for me in Smart, Gene Smart, all right?
Yeah.
Devane, Feast, Yeast. That's right.
Now, I know you're making it up. You're not
going to become romantically involved.
You're
not going to go with that troll of a Secret Service.
Now, hold on a second. No. Why would you get involved with the First Lady on an intimate level?
Because they can't resist my charms. All the ladies love Devane. My shocking mane of gray hair, my oversized bicuspid.
Be honest.
Don't you understand?
You're not.
The future of the country is at stake.
You're not in the final episode, are you?
No. My career is basically over.
Oh, no.
I was told by the executives at Fox that it's time to put me out to pasture.
Oh.
Yes, that swan song off the cliff when the little red bullet gun was trained on my forehead was my swan song.
Oh, now.
Keep the sex off the manifesto. Turn this plane around and resurrect Devane's career.
These are now your highlights from 24.
Unfortunately, there will be no more episodes of 24 for Secretary Heller, and there will be no more reunions of Knots Landing. Joan Van Ark's eyebrows have now unfortunately dipped below her chin line. In the finale, we make a pot of Edgar stew. Edgar Stiles' rotting corpse bubbles up next to my car where it went into the river. And I revive him. I've given them several of these plot lines that they've categorically rejected. How about this?
I think that you should maybe just wait and see. Maybe you will be. Is it a 2-hour finale?
Yes,
next
it is.
Maybe
I've got plenty of scripts. I've got scripts that I supervise and I send to these people and they don't pay any attention, all right?
Okay.
How about this? The grand finale. Secretary Heller accidentally ingests nerve gas, turning him into some sort of monster. And he eats Jack Bauer.
No, that's not
good.
Good?
All right,
no.
I'll give you another alternative.
That's no good.
Secretary Heller rips the tubes out of his lungs and his nose, goes to the summer White House in California, and eats Charles Logan and Mike Novick. Because he's ingested nerve gas and he's turned into a monster. All right, that's not good enough for you. You look like you want to.
Are you like on a Green Goblin riff? Is that what it is?
Kind of.
What?
There's another one. Secretary Heller is found guilty of shooting President Lincoln. He goes straight to the slammer, and he's joined by Bierko.
We will.
How about this one? Secretary Heller learns Russian, saves the day by eating Bierko.
We will talk to you next Tuesday after the show is over.
Jack, hold on. I've got one last thing, just like they always do on 24.
Yes, Devane.
Secretary Heller stands on a bridge.
Yes.
When Bierko fires the missiles from the submarine, Secretary Heller catches them in his teeth. Not good enough. You're just like the Fox executives. Are you insane? The future of the country's at stake, Jack, and you're going to blow the whole thing.
The TV show. Good luck. I hope you make the final cut to be in the final episode.
Secretary Heller breaks Chloe O'Brien's thumbs.
Oh.
Not good enough?
No.
Damn. I'm getting a spinoff, though. I've proposed it for 24.
You're getting a spinoff?
Yes, we're going to cut it in half. 12. Not 20.
You're not getting
not 24.
Are you 12. Insane?
Are you insane?
It's over for you. It's over.
Secretary Heller gets cast in Cats on Broadway. The cavity's not there. I'm very frustrated, very tired, but I've survived my terrible crash, and I certainly hope my daughter's arm begins to feel better. How'd you like to be stabbed in the carotid artery?
Mm.
Damn, I want to go. I want to go out with a blaze of glory.
That's the whole thing. It's like your daughter was bleeding to death. It's bleeding to death. Yet she's in the next episode. You were not nearly as badly hurt, and you're G-O-N-E, Jack.
I just don't understand why old-school TV producers don't respond to me the way they should. I suggested ending the show with a large dance number. Starring me. But they had nothing to do with it.
Amazing. All right, well, we've enjoyed having you on the show the last couple of weeks.
Secretary Heller eats 4 dozen ears of sweet corn. Not thick enough, right, Jack? Not enough Bauer. Enough ether faggot Sutherland.
Now, come on.
I'm bitter.
Don't get mad at him.
Just write me off. Drive me off a cliff. That's what 37 years in television does for you.
Didn't you just read that Ted Kennedy was involved in some minor airplane crash?
Ted Kennedy was?
I bet they make it into a TV movie.
Wow. That's it. I'll have another opportunity. Reality television. Mm-hmm. I can play all the Kennedys. It's brilliant. You don't like the idea of 12? How about 6? Just a small, shorter than a regular workday.
We could knock that out as a summer replacement series.
We follow you around for 6 hours?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just very, very frustrated with all television. You know, that's all they care about now is youth, youth, youth. Right. It's always a youth movement. Yeah. Really? Well, then why is the director of Homeland Security, why does she look like the lady in the American Gothic picture with the pitchfork? Bitch.
Wow.
I'm angry.
Yeah. Sure.
How about Secretary Heller turns into a wily Southern attorney like Matlock?
Okay.
Not good enough.
Not good enough. See you next week.
Thanks so much, Jack. I'll be keeping my eyes on you. You're doing a fine job for the entire country.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
It will be right back.
That's classified.
Number 15, Arbitron.
Don and Mike to break.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, Don and Mike. This is Furio Junta from The Sopranos. I never listen to you. Goodbye.
Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go, but I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD, because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
Don and Mike, this is a pleasure to be in the company of Emmy Award-winning Edie Falco, may I call you Carm?
Oh, please do.
And Carm would like to say hi to Don and Mike at Washington, D.C.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike, down in Washington, D.C. How are you? We're in the cold Big Apple.
What can we expect this year on The Sopranos?
More of The Sopranos.
At least 13 more, right?
At least about 13 more. That's all I can give you.
Well, we really hope the marriage works out with you and Tony. I mean, he's a handful.
You gotta love him.
No one ever looks quite so good dealing with someone who's about to have a mental breakdown as you. You're very pretty, and you're very put upon, and I think America loves you.
Oh, I couldn't be happier about it. Thanks.
Yeah. Don and Mike Show.
Very pretty, very put upon.
Rob was so drunk.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
Giving lovers.
Yep.
So giving. Don and Mike.
Goddamn right. Oh, speaking of,
yes.
We're going to be playing Hey You and I, Friend, a little competition today.
Oh, good. What are we doing?
We're going to be playing I'll Be Goddamn.
I'll Be Goddamn.
I'll Be Goddamn. And what's the setup? The professional whistler?
Competitive whistler.
Oh, I'll Be Goddamn. So it'll be a number of times that you and I battling to see who can say I'll Be Goddamned.
And we can't repeat it like rapid fire.
Right. It's got to be naturally occurring.
Very good.
Just like this. I'll Be Goddamn tonight on American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
It's Clive Davis.
Clive is back. Oh, they bring him at the very end, the big executive.
You know him. Super fag. He's going to be there. Clive Davis. He's a man that made Barry Manilow. He's a man that made Whitney Houston.
And he has the best wire-rimmed glasses. Actually, he's got the best wire-rimmed glasses in the business. You know, he's been on enough now where he can try to do an impression. Hi, I'm Clive Davis.
So the deal is, tonight it's there are three songs, because I got to fill an hour with only the three schmucks that are left.
It'll be his lovely cleavage.
One song that they get to pick, the singers. One song the judges get to pick.
Right.
And then one song that Clive gets to pick for them.
Fantastic. You sound just like Whitney.
Clive.
Doesn't he always say that?
Yeah.
You sound just like Whitney.
Clive, which rhymes with chive,
really?
Which rhymes with jive, which is the name of his new record label, Jive.
Jive Clive.
Jive Clive.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, tape time. Here we go. We got about 8 million tapes to hear.
Good.
First would be, hold on. Rob, you're killing me with this. You're killing me by putting, you know, why? Leave that one out. Okay?
Please?
Yeah. Just, when we come back from break, if I put something in that one, just, I see, the thing is, here's, let me take a moment, please. The boy is anal retentive.
No.
No, yes, he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, you are.
There are three right now in the studio we're working in now, and they're building the new studio for us, so hopefully I'll be able to yell at Rob about other stuff when we move there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are three machines. What he will do... Okay, now he's writing me a note. He's simply tidy.
That's all.
That's great ass.
I'll fight for everything.
Just leave the tapes where I have them.
All right.
Please. because I go to play the tape of Bush before he knows he's on TV last night.
Right.
And Rob's already got he's already moved things around. So thank goodness I had the presence of mind to turn and look, because if I had pressed the button where I had put the machine, I would have said, "Here's George Bush last night on CNN."
Legendary Canadian troubadour, John Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Not working.
You know why? Because normally that's in machine number three.
Right.
And Rob wants it to be back in machine number three, even though we're not going to play it for another 30 minutes.
Right. That's either anal retentive or a little obsessive compulsive.
Did I explain myself correctly?
Yeah, I mean, he wants everything to be where it should be.
Yeah, we normally play, the song, and then we play the thing that Dude Walker sang, the Don and Mike show, and the Dude Walker tapes are in machine number three.
I see.
I need to use machine number three to play other tapes right now.
Right now, yes.
And what Rob did is take the tape out of machine number three and move it into machine number one, so that the Dude Walker tape, which we don't have to play for a half hour, was back in machine number
three. But I'm glad you got the corporal punishment memo. That's a good thing. I'm glad that you didn't hit him again, because, you know, that he bruises so easily. He truly does.
I know he does.
But Dude belongs in number three.
Definitely number three.
Dude belongs in machine number three when we are coming out of commercials.
That's true.
Other than that, until we move to the new studios, Dude leaves machine number three.
Poor Dude.
Machine number three is wide open.
Is machine number three a particularly special machine to both of you?
It's closest to me. That's why machine number three is... See, Mike, here's the deal. With machine number three, I can reach right like this. Rob put the tape... way back here. That's
because you have to go off mic. I understand that completely.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's like, why make things more convenient for me?
Why aren't the machines in front of you?
Well, that's why we're moving.
Right. Are they going to remedy that, where everything's going to be at your fingertips?
Yes, they're going to Lisa remedy that.
Cool. Very good.
Oh, and hold on. Grab me a timpani boy, because this is really good news.
Grab a timpani boy.
This is really good news. Well, all I can tell you is that a lot of letter writing finally paid off.
It took a lot of letter writing.
I don't know if I've got the list here in front of me of all the TV shows that have been renewed for the upcoming season, but I'm here to tell you, the people that are amazed that this show is still on the air, I think you'll find this more amazing.
What?
Season number, is it 9?
I think it is.
Of King of Queens. They're picked up again by CBS.
Yeah, baby!
Congratulations. Just when we think that gravy train, and by that I mean Aaliyah's ass.
The diner stays open.
Yeah. When in Los Angeles, I'm into the Don and Mike show, Dine at Vivian.
Yes.
With, what's his name?
Angelo.
With Angelo's...
This is a perfect opportunity for us to rekindle that romance,
great,
I think. We should send her a message saying congratulations for the show being picked up. And let's start afresh.
Okay. Rob, how you feel about making contact with Lisa Remedy from King and Queen?
I'll start returning all those calls.
How about we end that long-standing feud?
Yeah.
Let's bury that.
It really was never a real serious feud, at least not on our end.
Not here.
What is this from?
It's from C Magazine.
Hey. Some women's magazine. Somebody just brought in a... Oh, there is Leah Remedy. Our kind of former friend.
Uh-huh. That's like from People or Us or something.
Yeah. There's the baby that she had with
with
Carlito.
And look at that lovely lady on the right.
And then that's her mother.
Is that what's her name? Lorraine.
Her mom, Vicky.
Vicky.
Vicky Remini. How are you? Okay. Well. All right. As Mike requested, please work on that.
I will.
Send her some flowers or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
With our best regards.
I think that's a good thing. I think that'll be a good thing. She's a little firecracker.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Who knows how, whether, maybe she's mellowed.
Well, the thing
she might have mellowed, really. Motherhood mellows people.
But we kissed her ass pretty good, pretty often when she was on the show.
She demanded it.
Yeah, but the thing is, she got a little crazy, and then the whole thing got a little crazy.
Okay, all right, just put out the word and see what... Haven't we tried that before? Didn't we try to throw something out one time before and she didn't respond?
We had interviewers.
You know, you extended the olive branch with Billy Bush.
Right. I think we need to do it ourselves. That's it. We need to do it. Not you and I, but I mean through the show. Going through Billy Bush, probably not the best. What did he care? Furthering his own career.
He cared desperately.
Hey, guys. She didn't call when Frieda passed away. I mean, she didn't care enough to speak to me personally. She left a message with Beth Ann.
Well, you know, I think that it'll be interesting. Either way, does it really matter?
No.
But it'll be good if it's,
But you know what? Yeah, okay. I wouldn't mind having Leah Remedy on once in a while. But Jesus Christ, I could not go back to the way it was. I could not go back to... Yeah, I mean,
take solace in this fact.
If she was,
we wouldn't be making the call if she wasn't picked up for a ninth season.
If she was, if she would be honest and upfront with us about what we do on the radio, because that's really where I parted company with her.
Right.
When she was actually a part of our show, and when we were in Los Angeles,
that was a disaster.
When she heard what really goes on the show, it's like we're sitting in a room with her, and she's got headphones on. She says, "This is not funny.
That was a total disaster."
Yeah. Right. Well,
she wanted it. We wanted it. Neither one of us should have wanted it.
You know me. I'm like an elephant. I don't forget. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Jesus Christ. I mean, what are we going to say to her now? We've kissed her ass so much.
You know, I don't care. It was just a thought. I could care either way. I really could care less. I think she's, you know, she is who she is. It doesn't really matter.
I tell you what.
You know what? Well, you know the one thing I feel seriously about this?
What's that?
I'm curious to see if she's changed at all.
Yeah,
I'm curious.
And you know what? She's probably going to say the same thing about us.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't. Let's put it.
All right.
I speak for myself.
No.
I haven't.
You have changed.
Well, of course I have. Mm-hmm. I mean, my life has changed, but not my radio life.
No.
If anything, I'm feeling more like I used to feel doing the show, which is like I look back now and go, Jesus Christ, the hours we wasted kissing her ass. I mean, it was certainly nice of her to have us on her show doing the walk-ons and,
right.
you know, actually getting a line on TV. And,
mm-hmm.
and certainly she was great to let me spend the night at her house. But I
right.
think she knows she did that to promote her TV show. And mm-hmm. I did it just so I could say on the radio that I spent the night in the TV star's house.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to come on this show. And we don't need to have her on the show. And that might be the thing that makes it more interesting.
Okay.
I mean, we don't have to kiss her ass, and she certainly doesn't have to kiss our ass.
We'll just send the flowers. Congrats. See what happens.
No.
No?
We'll make a phone call.
Ah.
We'll just make a phone call.
You mean make a phone call on the air?
No. Well, she
Have Rob make a phone call?
You know what? Why don't you bring me her phone number?
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
No. I thought you had it.
There he is.
I'm sure I do. Let's just put this up to a click. You know what? Give me 60 seconds on the TikTok clock. And we'll ask the great unwashed to call.
That's
in.
A perfect idea because people had definite opinions about her.
We
got to
talk about this with our longtime listeners. Being as God knows, we have finally turned a freaking curve
mm-hmm.
from number 15. The monthly ratings come out again in about a week and a half,
wow.
and you know, I just got the inside information. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know
mm-hmm.
we're on our way back to the top. I'd hate to derail things with Lisa Remedy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if she was cool and we were cool,
you know what the number one
maybe
thing?
We could have some good radio.
And the conversation should be brief.
Just brief.
That's the problem.
Okay. 60 seconds on the TikTok.
I just think I tipped my hand on the way I used to feel about her little visits. her little 9-hour visits on the show.
Well, listen, you know, I don't know if you remember, I was as guilty as you. I count myself there. You know, you and I both, here's the thing, and this is where we would part this time. We were both really competing, like, you know, look at me. I'm funny. No, I'm funny. No, I'm funny. No, I'm funny. I'm shocking, and I'm shocking. You know, we did do that back and forth.
I didn't stay at her house.
You're not a star effer. I am.
I drank all her wine.
You did.
And at the time, I smoked all her cigarettes,
you
too.
You did. But I slept in her house.
You did. You loved it.
I saw her in the morning without a makeup on. I seen her come downstairs in the PJs.
It's not as though we have replaced her. You
no.
see,
well, there's no doubt
we should have replaced her, but we haven't.
With who?
No, I mean with somebody,
who?
With anybody, a TV
from,
person.
Here we go. From How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I
you know what I mean.
Okay, 60 seconds. Here we go. Let's go. We'll go to our audience and find out. Seriously, hello, Don and Mike show. Should we try?
Hey.
Should we try? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think you should because. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Man, I'm a UPS driver. My name is Angelo, and my wife's name is Carrie. I hate the show, though.
All right. See, that's not even a biased call.
No.
I mean, that is a biased call. That's
yeah.
not an unbiased call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I miss Leah Remini.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I say yes because she'd have an enormously emotional reaction to your telling her about how you hooked up with Amy again.
Well, she'd be emotional
because I'm friends with
my daughter.
All right.
Okay. Hello, Donna Mike show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi,
what's
there.
Happening?
Hey.
I give a vote for no way.
Okay. Why?
You guys gushed like Lovesick Schoolboys last time, and I could see it just fading back into that.
He was embarrassed. Dynamite Show Overtime. Hello.
Hey, Remedy. Boring.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Darmok says, Leo Remini at TV. Shaka, when the walls fell.
Wow. The guy is talking Star Trek again.
Do you know what point he's making?
Star Trek The Next Generation. Yes, it's the episode with John Luke. Oh, you know what? I was on our fan site, and I have to say, someone has maybe a screen name that made me laugh out loud. Jean-Luc Retard.
He's mentally retarded.
Jean-Luc Retard. The guy is, I really don't know. It's the episode where Picard doesn't speak the language, and the guy just has to tell him what's going on through ancient storytelling.
Right. So what is your point, sir?
Chukka, when the walls fell.
That means no, right?
Exactly.
Thank you for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I say, yes, absolutely. She's hilarious.
Okay. Thank you. That is, you know, we're assuming here that you would even take a phone call.
Yeah,
from us.
We don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, bring her back. Why not? It'd be good radio.
That'd be good radio, but until you know,
even that's good radio.
Until the inevitable happens again. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Damn you, Don Geronimo. Damn you!
Why? What are you mad about?
He's a bitch, and I hate her.
Do you want her?
Don't
back?
Bring her back.
Okay.
You'd never do it.
I don't. Like I swore, I don't
remember that swearing.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There's a lot of swearing.
A blood oath.
Yes, absolutely not. No, Leah Remini. I want Rue McClanahan.
Well, don't we all?
There's the replacement, Rob.
Stand in line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Is this Joe?
Yeah, it's Joe Ardinger. Hi.
Hey, Joe Ardinger.
I'm just sitting here eating a booger. How you doing?
Oh, that's good for you, man.
I know.
What can we do for you, D.A.?
Oh, thanks for that. I was just saying no.
All right, Dumas.
I want to say no.
Oh, this is a good crunchy booger I'm having. Kind of tastes like my chicken, my barbecue chicken, Tracy baby chicken with boogers. Oh, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, John.
I love it when Joe does Joe.
Yeah, it's the
okay.
Best.
I think we heard not enough from the audience.
Mixed bag.
Yeah, whatever. All right, try her and see what happens. Anyway. Okay, so where were we? Oh, I know. Tapes.
You said you had a lot of tapes.
8,000 tapes for you. First, here's the tape that you heard about Bush practicing what he was going to say last night about the illegal immigrants. And CNN is running this, and I guess it's Wolf Blitzer who tries to say that it's a network pool feed, but it's really not. It's just CNN, and it's Bush going over his lines.
And they think it's the beginning of the presidential address.
Right.
Yes.
CNN sees him sitting at the desk, so they turn the thing on, and as it turns out, Bush is just practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And he has people that are saying, like, no, that's not good.
Right.
Anyway, it's very brief, but here it is last night on CNN.
I would also like to point out to you that the dilemma, the political dilemma, is bought. And in recent weeks, Americans have seen those emotions on display on the streets of major cities.
Jeff, I believe that the president...
Let me interrupt for a second. I think what happened, Jeff, is that the president is rehearsing, and the pool, network pool...
What is that?
Lee went to the president as he is rehearsing.
Exactly.
Where he's rehearsing. 5 seconds away from this.
Just
is
one
supposed
quick
to,
then, if
supposed
I
to begin.
Hey, what is it about Jeff Greenfield that always involves himself in these... he was there when David Brinkley didn't know he was on the air. Right?
What's so great is...
Now let me have a go at it.
When Wolf Blitzer keeps saying, the president is rehearsing.
He's rehearsing.
I mean, it just reinforces everything.
You know, we know very little about TV on this show, but we know enough to know that when he's doing that, he is working off a teleprompter. So just, I guess they have him read the teleprompter a couple of times.
Sure. All right, hold on a second. How about, I think the Regis tape is deserving of a replay, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah, please.
Okay, this is from this morning's Regis. You know, sometimes he says stuff like, you know the Big Pussy tape we have where he talks about Big Pussy from The Sopranos?
Right.
Today he's talking about... he's going to be a part of the NBC fall lineup with this stupid new Simon Cowell show.
Right.
You should also know at these upfronts that the networks have where the stars come out and try to sell advertisers on the new shows. You know, NBC has Sunday Night Football with John Madden and Al Michaels.
Right. Right.
So at this shindig last night in New York, you had Regis Philbin in the theater at the same time as John Madden and Al Michaels. And now here's Regis from this morning's Regis and Kelly show talking about Regis's balls.
But I'll tell you what happened. Al, Bob Costas said, "Hey, Regis." Well, I'm midway up the aisle, you know. I'm sitting there with Trump.
Good for you. Sit with
me,
Trump.
Me and Trump are holding hands. Hopefully we haven't been canceled yet, you know. He's in just a gap, but you never know. And this is... Anyway, Costas, nice guy. Regis, I'll throw you a ball. He throws me a ball. Well, you know me, Gelman. Right there, I pull it in. Three more balls left.
Okay.
So I forget. I think Al Michaels said, "Take this one, Regis." Boom. Regis holds the ball in this hand. Two balls. Now there are Shannon Sharp, who's a big, powerful former tight end, and one other guy. Why can't I think of the fourth guy on their team? In any event, the third guy throws me the ball. Now I'm holding two balls. Pull it down. Now Regis has got three balls. Regis
pauses.
That's the moment where the audience get where the housewives and the audience get it. Right?
Now you have to know at this point, Kelly Ripa is already dying.
Face in hands.
She is laughing so much. Regis has no idea what he's saying is funny.
Right.
Because he is an old man.
Right, exactly.
Now listen
and
how
that's
he,
what makes it funnier.
Listen to how he continues. Yes. He doesn't know the audience is laughing at him. He thinks that for whatever reason
he's just killing.
They think the fact that he's describing catching footballs is hilariously funny.
Yeah.
Okay, here he is again.
In the eye. How many balls can Regis get old carry? He's got three balls and Shannon Sharp. You know, these athletes, they want to test Regis. They want to see how good he is.
Well, especially now that you have all the balls.
Right. Shannon Sharp, who's a big guy, boom, let's go. Actually, it wasn't that hard, but I had my arms were full of balls. Anyway, I reached up. Four ball Regis, right there.
He still doesn't get it.
No.
Thank you.
Did you hear him say thank you?
Thank you.
Four ball Regis, thank you. He thinks they're applauding because
he caught four footballs.
Great story, Regis.
Four ball Regis, thank you. Meanwhile, everybody's picturing him with four testicles.
Right.
Yeah.
Four ball Regis, right there. Four. Thank you.
Then she ties it all together, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Are we still on the air? Well, that's impressive, and I'm glad that you had that experience last night.
Made me feel like a real man. Anyway, it was a lot of fun, and then
what's on the desk?
And then there we go.
There you go.
Trumpster, my little world.
I had the balls. Okay, and the other tape that we have now, the audio quality is not that great.
Right.
We talked about the O.J. Simpson tape, Juice.
Yeah, there's the tape that's like his punked show.
Right, it's O.J. doing various stunts. It was not going to be released. Now it is released on the intranet. And the clip that we have is it's O.J. Now what's the deal here? He's trying to sell a white Bronco.
He takes his white Bronco in for a trade-in.
All right, so here you go. Here's Juice.
The difference between the Bronco and the Explorer, you gonna debate this with me? Broncos they're noted for their durability. It was good for me. Got me out of harm's way.
Just sit. Okay, I'll sit in it.
Listen.
I mean, even there was a dead body in it.
Yeah, well, hopefully there's no bodies in this thing. I actually drove this car once, and some cop shot at me. But the engine is impeccable. And I can guarantee you, the car has escapability. I mean, if you ever get into some trouble and you got to get away, it has escapability.
It's a terrible car.
What do you mean it's a terrible car? Man, it's a Bronco. It has escapability. That's the main thing.
Right.
I know it. Boy, Al Collins is driving this thing. And if we wanted to get away, it was easier to get away. A car that I personally made famous. Some tires are worth more than $400.
You know what? If it's yours, I'll buy it.
Hey, we got a sale. Come on out here, guys. You see that truck?
Yeah.
There's a camera right in that truck. You've just been juiced.
Are you serious?
Wow.
What an ass.
Oh, what a pure ass. What a pure ass.
What a murdering ass.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
Wow, wow,
okay.
Wow.
We'll have a link on our website.
Good.
Let's pray. There's like four or five cuts that are equally good. There's one that's a dating game with him and Scott Peterson, and I mean,
just is all of it in that kind of taste?
Yeah, and it's obviously OJ.
Yeah.
You know, really, like, you know, Al Cowling drove me around.
Unbelievable.
It's got escapability.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's got escapability.
Oh, having wow. some fun with the killing.
So that's just one of OJ's bits. I think we'll have that link up on our site. We'll try to get you the other ones. And, hold on. My gosh, Maxim magazine, which stole the idea from us
mm-hmm.
about the hottest chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Remember about, I don't know, Mike, 20 years ago, you and I started ranking women?
We ranked women for a good long time on this show.
Well, we like saying that because that's what Howard says all the time.
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that he invented everything.
You invented this.
Oh, can I just toss out a radio rumor?
Sure.
This is a totally unsubstantiated radio rumor.
Love those.
Which means absolutely nothing. It means
gotcha.
Dick. But I'm going to throw it out there. Can you imagine a scenario where Mike and I, to a certain extent, would be working for Dan Snyder?
Wow.
That's all I want to throw out there.
Huh. Those wacky rumors.
I'm just throwing something out there. Just throwing it out there. Because at this point in our careers, what the hell?
Sure.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Everything's in play, baby.
Okay. So, if that person is listening, I gave the phone number. Give me a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call during American Idol, though. call later.
You know, I like it when you communicate the way you do sometimes during the, you know, using the vehicles you use.
Yeah, that's it. Well,
you know, it saves so much time.
Talk to people.
It's a time saver.
You know, why talk to lawyers and talk to agents? Just talk to people directly through the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you know the deal. You know the deal.
It's personal that way.
And, you know, I mean, hell, his money's green.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
All you got to, it's very simple.
As long as they honor the content clause, we're all set.
Well, it's very simple. You know, you buy us out here, you buy the other station,
mm-hmm.
boom, there you go. And all of a sudden we're working for Dan Snyder. And how long until we get fired from that job? How many hours? Yeah. How many hours?
One.
Until we get fired. Can you imagine that? If he was, like, in charge of the hotline? Oh, I see that we got a break.
That's wild.
Okay, Ava Longoria is number one again on your Maxim list.
Mm-hmm. No surprise there.
Number two is Jessica Alba. Number three, I don't get, is Lindsay Lohan. Then it's Angelina Jolie.
Yep.
Stacey Keibler. And we'll go through the entire list tomorrow. Mm-hmm. One last item, and then we're going to play I'll Be Goddamned
mm-hmm.
With the guy on the whistling guy on the phone. This is a great story. That comes from Variety magazine.
All right.
About Barbara Streisand.
What's new with Barbara?
It seems that she wanted to go see the movie Mission Impossible 3, MI3, on Friday night.
Wonderful.
With her hubby, James Brolin.
Still a successful couple in Hollywood.
She was kind of upset when she went to the theater in Malibu. And they immediately did not give her free admission. She said to a young man who works there, "You're wonderful. I especially asked to see you. I haven't seen you in a while." And the young man said, "Oh, you're always welcome here. We'll take care of you." Now, people saw this happen. People saw Barbra Streisand walk up to the theater, and rather than purchase a ticket, she asked if a young man was working there. The young man came up and said, "Hello, it's nice to see you." And they let her ride in without paying for her tickets.
Ah,
so, some people, some locals...
People were upset?
Yes. And it was written about in Variety and in the Malibu newspaper.
You would think that she would have no problem paying.
And now, here, as a matter of fact, the woman's name that complained is Jennifer Grossman. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Grossman, who is quoted in Variety magazine, says, "I don't believe it. I saw her stand right there. It's one thing to be comped tickets... But it's quite another to demand to be comped in order to save a lousy $20.
I think it's inexcusable.
I saw Barbara Streisand hold up line at the theater, waiting to speak to the ticket taker who she knew so she would not have to pay $20.
What about the concessions?
I wonder if she... Hold on. She is notorious this way. I wonder if she goes to Ralph's in Malibu and asks if she can have her groceries for free. So, Barbara Streisand's PR firm is all over this.
Sure.
You know, like white on rice. Here we go. It's customary for major stars to get into films for free. Mm-hmm. It's a professional courtesy that many theaters extend to film stars. Tom Cruise says, I'm glad that Barbara got in to see my movie for free. Barbara says...
Get Tom Cruise on the phone to dispute this, please.
Barbara Streisand, when asked to comment by Variety, said... It's Tom's biggest non-holiday opening. Let's not ruin his weekend.
That's
Barbara Streisand, everybody.
Bravo.
Barbara Streisand.
Bravo.
And what's
Let's
great
not
is...
not do this, even though it's directed at me.
It's Jennifer Grossman, who outed her, who went to the newspapers and said that she didn't want to pay to get into the theater.
It's Tom's biggest non-holiday opening. Let's not ruin my weekend.
Isn't that something?
I'll be goddamn.
Paul Bull Regis, right there.
We'll be right back. It's Mike and I in the squared circle.
Yes.
As we get ready to play.
I'll be goddamn.
I'll be goddamn. Be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right. We're doing it. I can't shoot it.
Oh, Holly.
Yeah!
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. 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 Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Hold it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Giving lovers. So giving. Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. And... Hey, don't forget, we've got Lisa, homeless Lisa, who's going to be living in our parking lot the rest of this weekend, spending the night in our office being guarded by Joshua Tree. This is all very confusing. This is why you got to listen to every second of the show.
That's right.
And if you need a recap, you can go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Yanni has been doing a pretty good job of chronicling what's going on as the show continues.
Good.
Just ahead of a real quick edition of I'll Be Goddamned.
Goddamned.
I'm going to try to call the homeless chick, Lisa, who's up in the garage right now.
Yes.
Lisa homeless.
Listening in her car.
She has 1 hour and 10 minutes until she can move to our office.
Bye. Hello.
Hi, Lisa. Don and Mike here.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you enjoying the show?
Oh, fine. I was just talking to Greg. He's leaving.
Greg Gillespie?
I suppose, yes.
A tall guy, reddish hair?
Yes.
Ah. Jesus Christ. You know,
wow.
Okay, honey, seriously, SP. You know what that means? Sexual predator. You know, and
I'm going to have to move my car now.
He doesn't miss a beat, does he?
Jesus Christ. And isn't his wife in town now?
I think so. Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
He just doesn't miss a beat.
Greg Gillespie. Did he have on his like mock turtleneck dicky shirt that he wears every day?
Can you believe this guy he can't stay away.
God
he's
damn. What, Lisa? What?
Short sleeve button up shirt.
Short sleeve button up.
Okay. Yes. All right. Well,
you looking forward to your evening?
Yes, I am.
Know that Lisa, her picture's on our website. She's homeless until Friday when she starts working at Home Depot. She's going to be living in her car in our parking lot during daylight hours. And after the show is over, from 7 p.m. till 8 a.m., she's going to camp in our office where there's a couch and a TV and a refrigerator. And Joshua Tree is going to be sleeping in a sleeping bag out front the door, monitoring her the entire time that we're not here.
Yes.
All right. Well, Lisa, if we don't talk with you before the end of the show,
okay.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
We'll try to call you before the end of the show, but just in case things get away from us.
I just checked on your dinner. It is on the way.
It is being
Look Around Cafe.
Brought down here by Sarah and Ann, so Mike's, I'm looking forward to that.
Mike's joining us, bringing some food by, and you watch out for Gillespie.
I can't believe it.
What a shock.
You what?
What a shock. You know, what's
yeah, so which room are you going to be in? I get in early.
When's he going to be on Dateline NBC? I mean, really.
I don't know.
What a freaking dope that guy is. All right, I hope you had your doors locked when he came up to you.
I did. I just cracked my window a little bit.
Okay, good girl.
No, there's your car. There's your car. Let me walk up to the window.
We will talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye, honey. Bye. That is Homeless Lisa. You'll hear her all week on the show. She's going to be up at the parking lot if you want to visit during daylight hours.
Yes. And daylight hours only.
Nighttime, we lock her up.
That's yes. Where she will be bodyguarded by JT, Joshua Tree.
And now it's time for I'll be goddamn. Competitive Whistler makes beautiful music. Do you really need to know anything else?
No, I don't think so.
It's funny. And Buzz, normally we go to you for one of your great intros. I think we can just handle this. I don't want to let the guy know that we're playing LBG.
Right.
Hello?
Buzz just gave me a knowing wink, like he's in on the gag. The fix is in. Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you.
I understand that you're a competitive whistler.
I am a competitive whistler, yes.
I'll be goddamned. What does that involve?
Well, you have to do a lot of practicing. You have to prepare classical and popular pieces.
I'll be goddamn.
And you have to travel to Lewisburg, North Carolina, and compete against whistlers from around the world.
North Carolina, I'll be goddamned. That's a long ways away.
Well, it's not so far for me as it is for some.
I'll be goddamned if I could make a career out of whistling, but you've been doing it since you were a young person, right?
Well, not exactly. I became a full-time professional whistler within the last few years.
I'll be goddamn.
Kind of phased out of an advertising career.
I'll be goddamn, too.
Advertising?
I'll be goddamn.
You know what?
What?
Let me put you on hold.
Excuse me.
One moment,
what?
Steve.
Okay. What? You got a problem? You got a problem with this?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Can you just, like, use it in the sentence and just throwing it out?
You know, you're starting, and you just started it really, really. I have to struggle, because otherwise I'm gonna be left in the dust on this one.
Come on.
I am going to be left in the dust, and this time I want to keep up. I'm just trying, and
well,
I got to cheat a little bit.
Can't you just work it into the conversation?
No.
Please?
No.
Well, then it's unfair.
Well, I'll try to be fair, but I don't want to be lapped. I don't want to be lapped, and that's the only reason.
Can I be good at anything on this show?
You know, if you want, I will concede it to you. But
no, I want,
is a competition. You said it's a cage match.
I like playing the game with you.
It's a cage match.
But it's like if we're having a cage match. Okay,
I'm very put upon today in this game. This is tough today. You started, and I was daydreaming when you started the interview because I was laughing about the winking thing that you said about Buzz, and that was a disadvantage, and perhaps that was even a strategy on your part.
Very
difficult for me. All right, I'm going to play it normally. I will not cheat.
Okay. All right.
Steve, we're going to put you on hold. And
they'll
put you back on.
Hello, Steve.
Hello.
So, can I ask? I know you probably heard this all the time. How's your mother?
She's fine. She's down in Florida with the rest of the
mother. No, hold on.
Whistler.
Hold on. Whistler's mother.
Whistler's mother.
I'll be goddamn. Do you hear that joke all the time?
I do hear it from time to time.
Is there a chance that we could hear you whistle?
Sure. What kind of music would you like?
I'd like to hear the best stuff you got. I mean, I'll be goddamned if I haven't heard a good song all day.
Well, are you interested in jazz, blues, classical?
Oh, I'll be goddamned. That would be great.
Which? Pick one.
Jazz. No, I'll be goddamned if I'm going to listen to jazz, Mike.
I'll be goddamned if I'm going to be listening to something I don't want to hear.
Okay, well, then I tell you what. I don't want either one of us to be goddamned about something. How about you give us a third option other than the other goddamn one you gave us?
I'll be goddamned if that's not a bad idea. A good idea.
Hold on. I'll be goddamned if I'm not in the mood for some Dixieland.
I'll be goddamned that's a good idea. Let's hear some Dixieland.
Dixieland?
Mm-hmm. Do you do that?
Probably not.
I'll be goddamned. You don't know Dixieland?
Well, you know. How about some R&B?
I'll be goddamned if we couldn't hear a little R&B. Why not?
All right. Ready?
All right, sure. Hello?
No.
Oh,
sorry.
Goddamn, that was good, though. That was loud.
What was it?
Goddamn. I'll be goddamn an oldie but goodie.
I'll be goddamn, this sucks.
Is that Sir Duke? I'll be goddamn Duke Ellington.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder and his tribute to Duke Ellington.
Right.
I'll be goddamned if you're an encyclopedia of music.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
I'll be goddamned he's blind, yet he is able to sing. He is able to write music. What about classic rock?
Classic rock. Pick somebody.
Doobie Brothers.
Skinnerd. Doors. Beatles.
Led Zeppelin.
Who?
I'll be goddamned we can list music all day long.
Okay. I tried some Doors for you.
Okay.
I'll be goddamned if the Doors aren't great.
I'll be goddamn listening to the vibrato on this guy. I'll be goddamn that's fine vibrato.
I will be goddamned.
I was. Now you're just cheating. If it means that much to you, go ahead. You know what? You can. Go ahead, Mike. I concede to you. Go ahead. I concede to you.
Well, there's no reason to go on, is there? So, how about some classical?
Classical.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll be goddamn.
Here's the.
I'll be goddamn.
Is there. His,
well, I'll be goddamn.
How about a little Debussy?
I'm Mike O'Mara. I'll be goddamned.
About,
on Secador, I'll be goddamn.
And what are you doing right now? Excuse me.
What I am doing right now is mocking you.
You're mocking me.
These are off the clock, Buzz.
Oh, are they?
Don't count these. I'm mocking Mike.
All right.
I'll be goddamn.
All right. And any of mine that were non sequiturs?
Yes.
If they were,
yes.
Then subtract those from me.
How many
would you like me to take away?
I don't know, Mike. You can win this game.
No, I don't want to win. I don't want to win. I want it to be a cage match, just like you said. And you can take Buzz.
Yes.
Take three of mine off the table.
Three. Oh, please.
How about four?
Let's be realistic. How about 10?
10?
Oh, and I am being generous because you are my best friend, buddy.
10? All right, 10. 10, and I will not
do it. Negative 15.
No, 10. Take 10 off the table.
He only has 17.
So how many does that give me? It gives me
if
7.
If it takes 15, you'll have 2.
Well, I don't want.
How many do I have?
I don't want to play anymore.
It's 17 to 16 where I left off counting.
Who's winning? Mike's winning.
All right, take. So
by
it's
one.
17 to 16. So you take 10, and then it'll be 16 to 7.
Mike, it doesn't matter that much to me. It
doesn't matter that much to me. I could care less.
Yes, you
it does,
could.
It, I could
you
care
could
less.
Care less.
I could care less.
So you're saying that? Are you going to say that I won fair and square?
Yes.
Say it then.
Please, the game ain't over yet. Game ain't over yet, Sheriff.
Well, I got news for you. If we're going to get to Buzz, the game's going to be over pretty goddamn quick.
All right, about 60 seconds.
Fair enough. You guys
60 seconds, and they can't be non sequiturs.
Where's the TikTok?
I got it.
And part of it is we got to let him talk.
Right.
Okay? Listen to me. Hi, I'm Black. This is my friend Pot. How are you?
Kettle.
Doing?
Kettle.
Well, it's the Pot calling the Kettle Black.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's a three-person show.
Okay.
Pot, Kettle, and Black.
60 seconds, and we're starting from scratch.
Right.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah.
Sorry about that delay.
I'll be goddamned. We're having incredible problems.
No, Mike. No, I was.
You know what?
No.
Can't play this game because you got mad right away, and that was a naturally occurring.
I didn't get mad. I was simply smashing my fist on the console.
Just because I said I was going to work in the equipment.
I know. No, I mean, it was fine. I was just...
Steve?
It always frustrates me.
Steve, you're a great whistler.
Thank you.
Can you whistle a fanfare for us?
A fanfare?
Yeah. A fanfare.
A goddamned fanfare.
Sounds almost electronic. I'll be goddamn.
You know, you talk about almost electronic. I was hired by Verizon DSL to replace a theremin.
Verizon, I'll be goddamn. Can you hear it? Can you hear me now?
For them, and I thought this was going to lead to a lot of fame and fortune.
Right.
And the thing is that it sounded so eerie that it didn't sound human.
Yeah. Hey, can you do that thing? I'll be goddamn. Can you do that thing that they do in the?
No, see, that's not. You know, see, here's okay, Mike. Excuse
what?
Me. Here's how you do
what?
It.
What?
Erie. You know it's Erie. You know it's Erie. I was in Erie, Pennsylvania over the weekend, and I'll be goddamned if it wasn't a guy that was right there that was whistling better than you in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay. I concede. I concede. It's fine. Well, then fine. That's fine. I mean, I might as well. Yes, I was forcing them. I always feel at a distinct disadvantage in these games that I
don't feel at a distinct disadvantage.
I do. I feel at a complete disadvantage.
I feel at a distinct disadvantage because now, you know,
I accept. Pour me the martyr. But I accept the non sequitur, the rap, and I'm willing to take some off the board.
I feel you are at the advantage. You don't look at the clock. You don't know where we are in the show.
Right.
You don't have to run the music or the TikTok. I feel you're at a total advantage over me. You can simply sit there and focus.
You hear that?
On I'll be goddamn.
I hear a violin. I hear a violin. Violin playing. There's a violin. The smallest violin playing right now.
And you know what's playing? I am the champion.
Well, then, fine.
Well, Steve's website is stevethewhistler.com.
Check it out. Steve, we've certainly enjoyed having you on the show.
Well, thank you.
He's bewildered.
Steve, let me ask you something.
I've been listening to the live stream for a while, and it was kind of like the same.
Do you have any idea what Mike and I were doing when we were attempting to interview you there?
Not a clue.
We're playing a game. Do you know what kind of game we were playing?
How about that?
Very close.
No, close.
I'll be goddamn.
That's it. That's
goddamn.
It, and I won again.
What? What was that whistling, man?
What was the object of the game?
To see which one of us could say, I'll be goddamned the most amount of times naturally, unlike Mike, who just has to force it.
It kind of degenerated, Steve. We sincerely apologize. It degenerated into a real brawl. We apologize.
But you know how it is. Because Mike and I are like brothers. You know, we fight with each other. But
highly competitive.
But don't mess with if somebody else messes with
That's
us,
right.
Well, we'll be goddamned. We'll kick their ass.
Right.
Anyway, great having you on the show.
Pleasure having you here, Steve.
We got to go now and talk to the homeless lady who's going to be living in our office. I'll be goddamned, I'm not lying about it.
I'll be interested to see how he thinks it went.
Hold on,
Rob.
Please.
Let's find out.
Hi, Steve, it's Rob. How do you think it went? Did you enjoy yourself? No, you're just talking to me now.
He's paranoid now.
Sure.
I'll be goddamned.
We really did enjoy your
I'll be goddamned. Those two people should be institutionalized.
Wow.
Yeah, it would be a different segment.
Yeah, well, okay, I'm just going to open up the mic now. Because the guy wants to have a long-distance dedication with Rob.
Right.
Unless
Rob throws in an I'll be goddamned at him.
Good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Okay, what did Senor Whistle have to say?
I've never been on a show like that before.
No one has.
Buzz,
yes.
What are your lead stories on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, Viagra, proving your love.
Right.
Pat Robertson, making sense.
Okay.
And bears eating monkeys.
Oh, man, I'll be goddamn. Sounds like a good newscast.
You and I, what did I tell you? Each of us got half of a brain.
Yeah, I know.
It's you know, it's amazing to me that we can get in our cars and drive home.
And feed ourselves.
Without each other.
And clean ourselves.
Stay tuned for news and comment
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
Very
goddamn
I'll
professional.
I'll be goddamn.
All right, already.
Okay.
All
right.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
Okay. Yeah. Yep, Handsome Man recaps news and pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
This features
whatever gets you through the night.
Elton John.
It's all right.
He is a gay.
All right.
He's on the song with John Lennon. Why you got that out?
There you go.
Right. Yeah, big dummy.
Right. The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He puts the phone thing in the machine and points at me like, hey, play it. Funny. Like, why do you want to hear it? I just want to hear it.
Always.
He enjoys that.
I do.
Buzz, you're brought to us tonight. This news, weather, music program is brought to you by Frank's Red Hot, bringing authentic buffalo flavor to all your favorite barbecue foods. And now, here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, it's clearly a world gone mad, and we're here to keep track of it. The debate over immigration in this country turned ugly over the weekend in West Asheville, North Carolina. in the Waffle House on Smoky Park Highway at about 3 good, o'clock in the morning.
That's a good Waffle House, bud.
A group of white men there got into a discussion with a group of Hispanic men on the subject of immigration. High on carbohydrates, they were, quoting a cop, jawing back and forth over citizenship and whatnot, end quote.
Mexican-Americans don't like to just get into gang fights.
No.
Like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie, too.
Yes, they do.
Police say that as the Hispanic group drove away, someone in their vehicle fired at least one shot into a big window near the door of the restaurant.
Just people.
The Waffle House. One man was wounded, possibly by flying glass. The white Dodge Intrepid was last seen heading west. Sanity went south.
Just people.
In a world gone mad, bears eat monkeys as humans watch in horror.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, that sounds like a show.
Dateline Amsterdam, where you're
Amsterdam,
like...
Amsterdam, too.
Amsterdam.
Yes.
Give
me my ticket.
The magic city.
You're likely in Amsterdam to see just about anything after visiting a cafe. People watched in terror this week as some bears killed and ate a monkey at the zoo. It was Advantage Bears after they cornered the monkey against an electric fence. The stunned monkey then made easy prey once it tried to dodge for cover. Zookeepers were unable to distract the bears from their evil mission.
This is Scott Shannon. I'm here with Mason Dixon. Mason, what can we do to catch these killer monkeys?
Nothing. They're already confined, and unfortunately, the monkeys must die.
Shannon in the morning.
That's exactly right.
We're zookeepers.
Hello.
The zookeeper said intervention was impossible. The zoo says the bears and monkeys had coexisted peacefully for a very long time. Right up to the immigration debate.
See you at the Nut Hut.
Those crazy zoo monkeys.
In Florida.
Hello, this is Scott Shannon.
In Florida, meanwhile, yes, there have been three deadly alligator attacks on humans in the last week.
Finally, we get to use our alligator sound effect.
In the 58 years prior to this, there had only been 17 fatal attacks on humans by gators in Florida, three in the last week now. In the latest case, a 23-year-old woman snorkeling was, quote, found inside the gator's mouth, according to a rescue worker.
No boating accident.
Alligator,
that little Kittner boy spill all over the dock.
Gators are pretty active this time of year.
May I have a glass of water, please?
They're on the prowl for food and mates.
Sometimes that shark looks right into you, right into your eyes.
Could be a gator or a shark.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got...
Or a gator.
Lifeless eyes.
Doll's eyes.
Like a doll's eye.
A doll's eyes.
He comes at you. Doesn't seem to be living.
No.
Until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white. And then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. And turns red. And pounding and hollering. Rip you to pieces.
He ain't right. In a world gone mad, Pat Robertson says things that seem to make sense.
Oh, hold on. Now, you know what?
Never thought you'd hear that.
I get jokes. Are you being sarcastic?
No. I'm stunned at
you're
this.
Saying, you're saying
I'm like
Robertson
a monkey up against
sense?
An electric fence.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
You're
what?
Kidding me, bud. Stop the presses.
Talking.
I know you love that thing.
Talking to young Republicans here in Virginia over the weekend, Pat Robertson criticized the Republican Party about the crazy spending. He said, this is our government at work, and unfortunately, it's run by Republicans, end quote. Those are Pat Robertson's words.
Didn't he run on the Republican ticket one time?
Yes.
I mean, not on the ticket for president, but I mean, he was a candidate for the Republican
very
primary.
Seriously, a Republican.
What's the last dumb thing he said that got him in trouble?
He wanted to kill the guy from Venezuela.
Assassination.
Right? Assassinate him.
Oh. Yeah.
And then he said something else stupid after that, and I don't remember what that one was.
Well,
which he's probably happy about.
In this particular event over the weekend, he called the government wiretapping of late, quote, a tool of oppression.
Well, his brother's very upset.
His brother?
Cliff.
Oh, man.
Charlie.
And their other brother, Oscar.
Incidentally, for you show historians.
Yes.
The book is called Flowers for Algernon.
Right. Right.
I urge you to read the book
mm-hmm.
and learn the story of the man that you know as Charlie.
Note to
Charlie on the Don and Mike Show.
Charlie. That's his real story.
Notice Charlie.
How he spells his name.
H-A-R-L-Y.
Pat Robertson, again, I can't believe I'm hearing this, scolded the president for, quote, encroaching on Americans' personal liberties.
Encroachment, 5 yards.
The man who hired Robertson as the keynote speaker at this event says he was pleasantly surprised by the speech. Now my head may explode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, it's Pat Robertson. He'll say something stupid any day now, bud.
I hope so, and then things will seem normal again.
I mean, if you flap your gums that long, something smart's going to come out once in a while.
Something's bound to fall out.
And you know, well, living proof of that.
Michael Sawyer.
Well, perhaps you know me as...
Don Geronimo.
That too.
Pat Robertson talking to teens, and what about the young people? An actual study, a real study for Sage's American Politics Research, shows that young people in this country are being turned bitter by The Daily Show. Comedy Central's fake news show with comedian Jon Stewart is watched by twice as many young people than watch real news, according to this study.
And think what you're doing to kids, Buzz.
When you come on
every day and you imitate Jon Stewart every day, think about what you're doing to the kids.
Huh? And a couple of poli-sci professors say that the show makes the kids more cynical and less likely to vote because of what they hear.
Oh, that's crap.
I agree. The professors...
such BS.
Well, even the professors admit there's no proof of this and that there really should be more study, they say.
Rob says, keep the kids off reefer.
I agree. That's what I think.
Reefer.
That's right. Reefer is what's making them cynical.
And also remember, one never knows what a homosexual is about.
True.
And these researchers, by the way, did not comment on the possibility that what makes young people bitter is not maybe so much the show as it is the politicians it features.
Oh, come on. You're in love with Jon Stewart. I know you are. I mean, it's okay. You're in love with him in that good Letterman man crush
only
way.
Only slightly spooky.
I don't think you need to stand up for Jon. I know that's news.
He's fine. He doesn't need me.
I know you're reporting news.
Right.
But I think, you know, yeah. Yeah, it's not really news.
He'll be fine. I just thought it was interesting.
I don't think cats are influenced by Jon Stewart. I really don't. I mean, young cats out there listening.
I think that's impossible. I mean, and I also think that Jon Stewart, with a different administration, would be doing the same thing that he's doing with Bush.
He reports, you decide.
I mean, he gets that rap that, that it's all left wing. I got news for you. The left wing, is not in power right now, so they can't be made fun of yet.
I'm pretty sure if he was on the air when Monica was going down on Clinton's all over how stupid Bush is.
Sure,
so,
of course.
You
know. His job. He's a comedian.
Anyway, and the last thing I'll mention about Jon Stewart's show is it's amazing how the tides go that, you know, he's hot and then he's not, and he's hosting the Oscars and then he's not, and he's got this incredible show that's cutting edge and people are really into it. And now, like, you read stuff about The Daily Show and they say, you know, do you realize that more people watch, like, the Parkers on UPN It seems to me that the more that I'm reading about Jon Stewart now, it's more like, why is there the fuss over the show, which when really, like, more people watch the Reba McEntire show on the WB?
That's true.
Very true.
What she's saying.
An excellent point.
I'd like Reba to have her own talk show.
Mike, she used to.
Oh, that's right, Reba.
She used to.
No, Reba was her sitcom.
Right.
I think she had a talk show too. Now, hold on. I know Vicki Lawrence did, because it was Vicki! Exclamation point.
All I know is if Reba's on TV... I'm watching.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Thank you, Reba.
She was on 60 Minutes, I think.
Reba?
Yeah.
Reba?
She's going to replace Mike Wallace.
That's what it is.
Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire.
Hello.
World Gone Mad. The Viagra defense is being used for the first time in a divorce case.
Oh, hold on.
And that Viagra defense... That's our story when we return.
Okay.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
There you go. Okay.
Not the case.
Viagra. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everybody is talking about the show.
It's
huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show. On the other side of the fleshy fun bridge, you will find the Don and Mike Show.
You should know that Joshua Tree is back here at the studios. He's got his sleeping bag.
Cool.
He's got his jammies, and he's got his 99 pillow.
And kudos to Joshua Tree for, you know, really being the guy that made this happen.
We're just talking during the break about how many photos overnight we would like taken. I don't want to violate this homeless chick Lisa's privacy.
No, not to mention pornography laws.
At least on the first night. Yeah. Right. So I think now on our website, we have a picture of Lisa, and we have a picture of Joshua Tree, who's going to be guarding her.
Right.
And by the end of the show, or shortly thereafter, we should have a picture of the stuff in front of the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And maybe them watching American Idol together.
Spooning?
Yeah. You know, we'll again,
see.
Whatever. I leave it up to you,
between
the
him
great
and the
director.
Lady.
It shall be done.
Wear your beret.
Director.
Buzz.
Yes.
This segment of your new show is sponsored by Cox.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Cox.
Holy mackerel.
C-O-X. You know what I'm sure about?
What?
Cox. I'm cocksure.
Mm-hmm.
Cox Business Services, providing broadband-based H... God damn it, I put my glasses away.
Oh, that was premature.
High-speed internet.
They're very good. Let me just say
Hold
that.
Hold on. It's...
There's a typo.
H-I-H-G. I thought that was like some special type of internet.
No, thing. It's just a typographical error.
Broadband-based high-gaga speed internet,
uh-huh.
Local and long-distance phone and video data solutions to all-size businesses. CoxBusinesses.com.
Right.
And it says B-I-N-G-O.
And Bingo was his name-o. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Yeah,
Charlie. The Viagra defense is being used for the very first time in a divorce case.
I was quivering and shaking.
In New York, where you have to prove you have grounds for a divorce, a woman's accusing her husband of abandonment.
I beg pardon?
She says they haven't had sex in over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He says they have had sex, and to prove it, he wants to show the court his half-empty bottle of Viagra.
What was the question?
It's not important.
It's the only thing that I saw.
This man in the case says he...
I can't hear you.
...says he took the Viagra and that it worked and that those facts are outlined in his doctor's notes.
I beg your pardon?
He says he had no other reason for taking the Viagra than to service his wife.
A burning, intensive desire.
That's a different story.
Here's why he's going to lose, Buzz, and I'm sure you know this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Anybody knows.
Sure.
You go to have a bottle of junk,
mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't prove you took it and that you gave your wife the high heart.
No, you could have poured it down the toy.
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
Thank you.
Did you hear about Lisa, the homeless chick?
This burning, unquenchable desire.
Ah, yes, yeah. That's Joshua.
She could be living in our office for the entire week.
Can't hear a word you say.
She could be living in our office the whole week.
Quiet.
Oh,
well, you can't have it both ways, no. Jack.
And Buzz?
Yeah. I'm not here.
I know you're not. Buzz?
Yes.
I'm just waiting.
That's all that counts, for God's sake.
Thank you. I was just waiting for him to say something of relevance.
Flabbergast.
Right, me too.
Let me know when he does. From England comes...
Next question.
There we go.
I think you just did.
From England comes the story of a rich lady...
Are you booing England?
Yeah!
All right, I'll join you on that.
The story of a rich lady who claims to have just discovered, after 17 years of marriage, that her husband was born female.
England can kiss my ass.
Exactly. Now, under British law, it's okay for Mr. J to marry a woman, but it wasn't okay with the surprised heiress, who has also reportedly just discovered that the sperm that co-created her daughter came from a donor, not from her husband.
Oh.
So what you're saying,
yes,
is that the twig and berries is actually a daisy.
Exactly. In fact, I believe he had a homemade artificial one back then.
Oh, my word.
Well, whose baby butter was it?
Some donor.
Just a random donor?
Exactly.
Oh, my God, how can she possibly inherit anything to do with the aristocracy?
Well, and then there are the kids to worry about. A doctor, or court brother, has just decided that Mr. J has no parental rights since he was still a she when that baby was conceived.
Oh, my.
I hope it was the span of Benny Hill.
Wouldn't that be lovely? Or someone in Monty Python.
Sir Ben Kingsley was on The Sopranos.
Perhaps Anthony Hopkins.
Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Sir,
that's right. Or perhaps, no, it would be a woman. Dame Judi Dench.
Or Dame Edna. She has a penis.
Yes, a rather nice one, I'm told.
Swingers, take note. When Canada's Supreme Court legalized swing clubs last year, who knew this would happen?
When are you moving, Buzz?
A Canadian newspaper reports that swing clubs have witnessed an increase in attendance since that Supreme Court ruling and an increase in inquiries. The club features partner swapping, group sex, exhibition...
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
...and voyeurism. Up until last year, that sort of thing would have legally been considered an indecent act in Canada. Not anymore. One of the clubs was featured last week on MTV Canada. The club in Toronto says it's been forced to expand its facilities since the Supreme Court ruling.
Facilities.
It's raining men.
Maybe Americans aren't so keen on some of the domestic spying after all. A new USA Today Gallup poll shows that 51% of us are not okay with the NSA's database of all our phone calls. A poll last week by ABC News showed that nearly two-thirds of Americans were okay with the spying, and the survey questions were worded differently. The poll shows that Americans, like their government, are wrestling with security versus privacy. But the poll shows that people want to hear more details. Nearly two in three of us want an investigation of the spy. The head of the FCC agrees. He says he's protecting your privacy, and he says that's the FCC's number one job. World gone mad. A new report out yesterday says the government's increasingly training its spy satellites on American soil.
Who are these people?
With amazing detail. A report out today says the NSA is now looking at ways to track everyone's use of the Internet.
I went on the Internet and got me this website that you can actually go out into space and then zoom in and put an address in, and you can zoom into somebody's backyard.
It's cool.
I saw it around Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. You just seen it then?
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Has it been around a long time?
No, I'm sure. Well,
6 months, a year.
Speaking for longer than that.
Really?
Yeah. Well, how do you think my house has become such a popular spot?
Mike,
you should visit some of the Internet sites.
Yeah.
To find out that it's no big secret.
Okay.
There are no secrets for anybody.
I like it a lot.
Well, anyway.
It's kind of neat. I went to Australia and to my mom's house.
Yeah, well, okay.
Okay.
No comment.
Sorry.
No comment.
I didn't know I was going to upset you.
No, you didn't upset me.
I did, Don.
I love having listeners show up.
Sure. No, I didn't use it for that purpose.
Who doesn't like you? Of course you didn't.
I was just kind of floating around space.
Well, that's what they say, too.
Bastards.
That's what they say, too. I just put your name in.
Yeah.
Just put your name in.
That's not right.
And your records.
Yeah,
public records, you know.
People.
Public records.
Damn people.
Buzz moving to Canada.
Uh-huh. Swingers Club.
Swingers Club.
In Lake City, Florida, In Lake City, Florida, they shut down a Walgreens recently after police discovered a meth lab in the parking lot. The lab was being operated out of the trunk of a car.
Hello.
Police got word amateur chemists had been traveling from drugstore to drugstore to get the ingredients to make their magic potion. About 40 people were evacuated from the store out of fear of an explosion. Three people were arrested, ranging in age from 19 to 45, and a fourth suspect got away.
That's why I told Hector, the guy that does my lawn, I said, he does the nice baseball cut, you know, right. Where it, like in the outfield.
Yeah. The crisscross.
And what I said was, what I want you to do is write F-U, mm-hmm. Write the word, F-U, say the word. So that the next time someone goes to that website and mm-hmm. does the thing to get it, the aerial view of my house, that's what, they go, what is that in his backyard? And they, you know, magnify, and then it's finally out.
Oh!
F-U.
Look at that. Probably be about treetop level before they'd be able to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, Mike. Be right about treetop level.
Yeah. You can zoom in and zoom out on those things.
Yeah, you can find Mike's address, too. I got to point out. You know, I'm not the only one that has to live in that world.
I didn't know that. I have no
you
idea.
You didn't know that?
No.
One of the many times that a random listener just decided to come knock and, you know, hey, how are you?
Right.
Hey, hi.
When we return,
here's my Louisville slugger.
When we come back, a look at the pink taco.
Really?
Well, hello.
What'd I say?
Mexican-American!
Where's Joan?
Oh.
I thought she quit.
Go to break.
I'm kidding, Forrest.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Nickname.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show. Now, here's an F word you want your kids to hear.
Free!
And here's another F word.
FM!
DC's only FM talk station.
Free FM!
106.7.
Here's an S word.
No.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Stupido.
It's
about... I get issues, man.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
How to market a radio station.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's like a marrow transplant for your funny bone. The Don and Mike Show.
Also, imagine we didn't get to Frank Caliendo today, who called, and we were in the middle of doing the I'll Be Goddamn thing. Frank called to say thank you to us. I didn't even realize this. There's a website, there's a thing on Frank in the newspaper.
Right.
Website called youtube.com.
Yes.
And I guess his clips are just incredibly popular there. Mm-hmm. And Frank called to say thank you. You know, just wanted to come on the air and say thanks, like we had anything to do with it.
Right.
But there he is in USA Today.
Cool.
There he is.
Our man Frank Caliendo, star of Tomorrow Today.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Tomorrow's Leah Remini.
Good guy.
Frank Caliendo.
I don't think we'll burn that bridge.
Oh, and King of Queens, we found out, although it has been renewed,
yes.
It's been one of those things, they're not bringing it back till January.
Oh, mid-season.
Oh,
yeah.
So,
really?
We'll see how things go with Lisa Remini.
You all know what that means.
Finally.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi.
In Scottsdale, Arizona, there's quite a controversy over the Pink Taco. The Pink Taco is a Mexican restaurant that first appeared in the Hard Rock Cafe in Las Vegas. Now, the city council in Scottsdale is wondering if maybe it should stay in Vegas. The restaurant says the Pink Taco is named after one of the finest items on its menu. Me, I could eat about a half dozen right about now.
Okay.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
They're
very good.
Sex man.
Yeah,
Buzz.
Try them.
Sure. Sex man. Buzz going to Canada to be a swinger. John Stewart ruining young kids' minds. Swinger. Cheater. Quitter. That's what I was looking for. Trying to think what it was.
So it's just after Mother's Day.
It's the inflection when
right.
she says,
Mommy dear, quitter. When it says Sunday afternoon with a star.
Swinger. All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
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 And will you get me something at the store tonight?
I don't care for this taco.
Would you get me some scorn flakes?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
The hair of my taco.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.